This is the Jeff Pepper Podcast. You are tuning into episode 26 with the OTA crew, the Off the Air Podcast with Chick McGee and Jess Hooker. Be sure to check them out. They're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, just like this podcast. And while you're online checking them out, be sure to go over to jeffvibbert.com. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also, you can buy a Jeff Vibbert Podcast t-shirt. They're all the rage. Christmas is only about 150 days away. Yesterday was July Christmas, half Christmas, and you missed out. Here it is, episode 26. Enjoy.
I literally don't know if I can drink straight vodka.
You can drink
rocks.
Straight vodka.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Let's learn. Let's teach.
Yeah, you
let's do
be...
this.
Full bottles of wine to pregame on the party bus on the way downtown.
Where were you going?
We usually started at Tin Roof. I fucking hate Tin Roof.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I've never had fun there. Then we
go
to Howl at the Moon.
You youngsters are going to have to take me out.
Right. Have you been Howl at the Moon?
Like when it opened.
Oh, see, that's usually where we go. And then
really?
We end at Wild Beaver because...
Oh, that sounds...
I got a sleigh on the mic. You know what I mean? Do some karaoke.
I've seen her do karaoke. It's pretty insane. She did Beyonce Drunk in Love.
Drunk in Love?
It was
pretty
good.
I have to be shit-faced when I sing it. Otherwise, I can't.
But you don't drink straight vodka. See, we got
I drink
we
vodka
gotta,
cranberries.
That's and it's where I started
so much,
too.
It's so much sugar.
It's a lot of sugar, so and you it, just go straight. Cut out the middleman.
So, okay, I did
Tell
start
me.
This past semester doing vodka sodas with some lemon.
Good girl. You're getting there a lot faster than I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. That's what I still do vodka sodas just to pace myself. So I don't look like a fucking lush in
I go
30
hard.
Minutes.
All right.
Do you have music?
Yeah, can we
okay, yeah,
can we formally can we formally introduce
formally,
this?
Formally
you have
do the
music
formal.
And you didn't tell me?
Well, we have the regular intro.
Oh. Oh, we're starting without
right.
him?
Yeah.
I like the start where it's
organic.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
She came in late last time.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Oh.
Although Chick's not late. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Jeff Pepper Podcast. We're sitting here with half of the OTA podcast.
Yeah.
The better half? I don't know. You be the judge.
The female half?
Jess Hooker.
Yes.
How are you doing, Jess?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
I'm sitting here with Caitlin, my co-host. I always like coming in like I'm on a soft talk radio show. I think that's my dream.
Like, well, you know what? Because your dad's a dentist and you grew up in a dentist's office and they only listened to B105.7 in the dentist's office.
I swear Don Henley, greatest hits is all they play.
Yeah. What's the song about an elevator? Not loving an elevator. Way worse than that. Maybe it's elevator music. But there's some very specific songs that I feel like I remember getting my teeth cleaned to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's B105.7.
Do you like going to the dentist? Are you a fan of it? Or
no.
No?
No.
I've talked to more people in the past like month that hate the dentist than I ever have before.
I don't...
And I love it. I don't love it, but...
I don't hate it. I don't... Well, here... I feel like getting gas is a waste of time.
So you usually go nitrous or no nitrous?
No nitrous. I didn't know about nitrous until I met Chick.
Yeah, I didn't.
And he's like, about it. And then we were
about
on
about
the
it.
Road for the about it. I don't even know if that's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is here.
But so we were on the road traveling with the comedy tour, and I used to babysit these assholes. Now Mayor Drew Hastings had a full tank of nitrous in the back of his Cadillac. And I was like, is that legal?
Yeah, don't you have to have like a sticker on the side
oh,
of your
wow.
car?
It
says
don't know.
Flammable.
I don't know, but he did. He had it. And that's what he did. So
mm-hmm.
that was the first time I realized it was a thing.
So you're not afraid of the dentist? Have you ever had a bad experience with the dentist?
No. I had the same dentist forever.
Yeah.
I think that's when I stopped liking the dentist is when my dentist retired.
I don't have a family doctor because my family doctor retired. So it's just like...
So you stopped going.
What do I do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the doctor the other day. That sounds like a... Is this a bit? Am I working on a bit?
Maybe.
Let's do it.
And but they were just like how many drinks do you consume per week?
Oh.
And I was like, good or bad week? And
yeah.
he just goes, I'll put down 5. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I tweeted that today.
Oh,
I went to the pediatrician until I was literally like 19 years old. And now I haven't had a doctor since. I just go to like the Medicare places. Mm-hmm.
My cousin went to our pediatrician until she was married. And that pediatrician also pierced our belly buttons and everything.
What?
Yeah, because our parents were like, no, you should go somewhere safe. And so our pediatrician was piercing belly buttons because she was seeing so many kids come in with infections from bad piercings. So she just started doing the piercings in her office.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know, but it was still.
Did she have to, like, have a poster in the front lobby that said, hey, I do piercings too?
I don't know if that just kind of, it's assumed like that you can pierce if you have your medical degree. I don't know.
I wonder if my dad could pierce
your
belly buttons.
He probably could. Like, he digs things. I mean, you don't have to pierce things when you're a dentist, do you?
No.
Could he pierce a tongue?
I don't know.
Have you guys had piercings?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No.
I used to have a lot around my ears for a while. And actually, I have three on this side and two on this side because my friend shoved this one through. Ooh. In a dorm room.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can't do the other ear. So now they're just uneven. And I have this one up here, and it's actually, he did it wrong.
Was it painful?
It hurt so bad, I almost passed out. Yeah. It was the worst experience of my life.
I've never had these, my upper ears pierced. I've had everything above the navel pierced. But I've never pierced.
Never done the cartilage?
Never done the cartilage. Like, that's how much of a pussy I am.
Honestly, I had two different cartilage piercings, and they weren't terrible. Oh, my gosh. The guy just walked in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chick McGee has just walked in with the alcohol.
Combos.
And combos.
And vodka.
I saw combos.
Hang on 1 second. All right. We poured some drinks. We're back.
So, for the last 4 days, I've been, like, my butt. Like, I started out with a really bad headache, and then it worked down my neck and my shoulders. And then it was in my back, and then it was my lower body. But the one consistent symptom is that my head's been completely numb, like asleep. Like when you like lay wrong on your hand or your feet dangle off the toilet too long, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your feet dangle off the toilet?
Yes. Amazon, they do.
Yeah. Thank you.
When I sit on the toilet with my knees on my, or my elbows on my knees, I guess.
That happens too. Okay.
They go numb. Yeah.
See, so I bought a squatty potty and it basically brings the floor up to my level. And it also brings your knees above your bowels, and that makes it easier for you to go potty.
That's the way it was intended. We were supposed to squat.
We're supposed to squat. It's actually an evolutionary thing. Yeah. Like, you bring your knees above your bowels, and it makes it easier for you to have a bowel movement.
Is that what you do? You
just sit on the toilet. But I do have I have a squatty potty.
I don't want to picture it, but I'm picturing Caitlin trying to put her knees above a toilet.
You know what?
And it's disgusting.
For the rest of your life, whenever you think someone is so beautiful, whenever you're so crazy in love with her, imagine her pooping, and then it'll change the game forever. If you still think she's beautiful after she poops, then you'll love her forever.
It's the first thing I do. Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And
Beyonce pooping. Are you there?
I'm still in it.
Yep. Okay.
She's got an ass built for the war. I've said it once. I'll say it again. So what do you think is causing the numbness of the head?
So I got hooked into this bulletproof diet. Are you familiar with this?
Uh-uh.
Okay, his name's David Asprey. I'm not sure what it is. But so he has this thing about like a full fat diet, like lots of healthy fats, protein.
Butter.
It's the butter coffee. That's where he...
You put butter in your coffee?
Butter coffee, yeah.
What?
With MCT oil, which is a dense coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to make your brain like just crazy off the charts. And so I tried it, and now but the thing is that I feel like anybody who sells the products they push are going to make them highly addictive. And I've always been very sensitive to caffeine. Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
That's my heart. But caffeine, not so much. So I'm trying to come off of the coffee, and when I came off the coffee, this is the side effects. But I also feel like I am in a mental and emotional and physical transition. Like, do you feel like with stages, like there's like, you're like, I'm in a transition period, like things are going to be good or things are going to be really shitty for a while. That's where I am.
I usually focus on the really shitty for a while.
Yeah.
No, I walked up today and asked him what he was doing on Saturday. And he said, I don't know. I said, really? I just walked up the fucking driveway and you're going to start.
I was shirtless getting in the attic. I was working.
No, what was in the attic?
T-shirts.
Oh,
I keep my T-shirts in the attic. When someone orders a T-shirt on jeffhibbert.com, I go up, I open up my attic,
yeah.
I pull the ladder down,
yeah.
I take my shirt off because it's about 1,000 degrees in my
attic. It is. I was in my attic today, yeah. So I sympathize with you.
What? The attic needs to be AC controlled.
Something.
I'll pay the extra money for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then... I'll find the shirt up there. I'll come back down the ladder. I'll forget to turn the light off, so I have to go back up the ladder.
You have to go back up.
Turn the light off.
Yeah.
And then I come down and I package it. And I write a nice heartfelt note and put it in your envelope.
You did in mine?
I don't know. You didn't get an envelope. You didn't get a heartfelt note. You get to hang out on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. But
I was in my attic this morning too. I had to get football stuff.
Football pads?
Max starts football practice tonight and I had to get football stuff. We're the Raiders.
That's starting Oakland already?
Raiders. Oh, yeah. 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 My son outweighs and is as tall as Jeff, and he's 11. And but that's not saying anything bad about Jeff. It's just saying my son's giant.
He's 11.
Does he play O-line? Is that?
Oh.
Yeah? Left tackle?
I'm not sure. Chick?
Left tackle? Yeah.
Is that what he plays? He's a tackle. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I know that I grab his helmet before each game, and I was like, you hit someone hard for your mom, okay? And that makes it click, and that makes it go. Yeah. And it pisses his dad off more than anything that I have that power.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, get big is what people tell me before. Get big.
Get big. Ooh, thanks. Yeah, I'll use big. That, too. Yeah,
I like it. And I do my LeBron James head nod. It's really weird. Okay, anyways.
It's fun to watch little kids play football.
Oh, I love...
I mean, for right now, it's fifth and sixth graders. That's fun.
Football is fun to watch. I was watching Canadian football yesterday, and I was like, I could watch this for... I don't even care.
Do they advertise that in the Canadian Yellow Pages?
Probably.
Honestly, probably. Probably.
Probably.
Today, I wrote about, you guessed it, another dentist site.
Dentist.
Did another Montessori school.
Oh, are those wild up there?
Wild.
Okay, my kids went to one for one semester, and it was not adequate. Do you know that you do not have to have a teaching degree to teach at a Montessori school? Oh,
I believe it.
Did you know that?
I was writing this site, and they were basically nuts. Like, you just play with shit all day.
I think that if you find a good, it's like any school. Schools are shitty and some are not. Well, I'm just going to say that one that may or may not rhyme with Rice and on the north side of Indianapolis is not that good.
Christ, is it?
It is. It's Christ Montessori School, which is actually the exact opposite of No, it's the lake.
I don't even know.
Don't know?
I didn't even know what a Montessori school... I assumed I knew what it was. I didn't know what it was before that. I just know from Kanye West's new song.
He does.
Way Up on Blessed.
He went to Montessori school. Him, Sean Puffy, all of them. That's a big thing. So that's why I was like, well, my
Catholic?
Kids should go. No. No. It's a woman. Her last name was Montessori.
Her first name is Maria. I only know that because I had to write her bio.
And she,
the creator of M&M's?
In Italian. And she's Italian. And she said that the way kids learn is self-exploration. Like this, we're going to give you the tools and you're going to fucking figure it out. And if you don't, well, fuck you. You're left behind. And but then... Now they're making them, like, the school my kids went to was a charter school. And in my opinion, charter schools are for people to make money. They're not really necessarily about educating children. So, anyway, I pulled my kids and sent them to the wonderful school that they go to, public school.
Public school? Heck yeah. Public school is where it's at. I wouldn't want to go to a private school.
Mm-mm. I think Beck said it best. It's where it's at.
Oh, I thought there was going to be more to that, but no, it's very true.
Nope, that's
it. I thought Beck said something about public schools.
Nope, he just said that's where it's at.
He's a big advocate for public schools.
Mm-hmm. T-Lair's a full circle. Kanye, Beck, the whole thing right there.
Dentistry was in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're 22? I feel like you're a grown-up. Like, making me nerd, like, way more grown-up than me.
No.
Welcome to the club.
Do you feel that way around there, too?
Yeah.
Really?
That's your energy. That's not bad. That's good energy.
Is it wisdom?
No.
Because
it's size.
It's height. It's height.
I have this African friend. Her name is Chidima, and she's from Nigeria.
Yeah.
I'm really not making this up. It sounds fake, but it's real. And she
is
the wisest 22-year-old woman
and
I've ever
22.
Met.
She's 22. See, yeah. I think there are people that have that energy.
Like,
but I'm really... I feel really inferior to women that are taller than me.
Don't.
No?
That, actually, I learned about that. That's a stigma that I learned in a communication class that people think that taller women are smarter.
Oh, I would. I just think I'm dumb. Not necessarily that you're smart, that I'm dumb. Is that bad?
I'm with you on that.
You're with? But I think it is, because it is size. Size is about power. And a tall woman, that I feel like you have such an advantage.
I can reach the top shelf of the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I help a lot of people.
You do?
Yeah.
See, so you do hold power.
I can call... get your cereal box. You have to beg.
That's true.
Do you get tipped for that? Do they really tip?
No.
No. Thank you.
Just thank
you. Is it old ladies or is it
usually
old ladies? Because like a lot of people, I really don't know if you can reach the top shelf, but I'm assuming if you can't,
absolutely not.
Then you'd probably find a way to like crawl up to the top or like jump and get it yourself. I don't know.
I've picked up my kids.
Yeah. See, yeah. So you have ways of getting it, but like an older woman, she's not, she's got nothing. She can't jump.
Her husband's dead. She's alone.
She can use her cane.
She's trying to get some
sweep the whole row off the top.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Just, they don't care.
I'm going to yell for the tall girl when she comes down the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Old people do not care.
I can't wait to be old.
I was in the doctor's waiting room and an old lady just farted. Didn't even bat and I just whatever. I was like, I can't wait till
in
I can do that.
Room?
Yeah. And she farted as she was leaving too. She farted while she was sitting there. I looked around and I was like, did anyone? No one bats an eye. And I looked at like the people behind the desk. They didn't notice. And whenever she leaves, she farts. And then the people behind the desk say nothing. Like, I was like,
did she notice?
Yeah. Oh, she knew
it. No, she knew, but who? Yeah. I mean, zero. Zero fucks given.
Absolutely.
I think it's very similar with little kids, too.
Yeah.
Little kids are like, what do you, like, okay, so my daughter's getting to an age where she probably should stop, but she'll fart. She's 9. And then she'll go, Mom. Like, totally, like try to blame it on me.
Like, in public?
Oh, no, at home.
Oh.
Like, she has timing, but she yeah.
My dad always just goes, low-flying duck.
That's why awesome. Is it funny when dads say, like, the most bizarre things?
Oh, Dad.
Dad.
My favorite things in life, seeing my haters fail.
Right.
Barbecue kettle chips and waving at old ladies. Love old ladies. Even if they do fart in public in the waiting room.
Yeah, but you're that comfortable with yourself. Because we all fart.
That's true. Like, what
we all do. And she's just like, what are you going to
do? Yeah, what's someone going to do?
Say something?
Say something. Yeah,
I dare you to say something to me in this waiting room.
She does the hand clap I can't do with the microphone. Say something. Say something. You don't know me.
I did that to Spangle
yesterday in his office.
Did. You know what? So I'm on social media sabbatical right now, and that's what I miss most is the fun hating between you and Spangle on social media.
The other day, he sent out a tweet. He said, "Laying in bed thinking about how Jeff's going to annoy me tomorrow," and then I sent out a tweet 2 minutes later. It said, "Laying in bed thinking about how I'm going to make Spangle's day better." I'm just trying to have fun, brighten
his day
up.
This is like a lifetime ago. So I worked for Bob and Tom about 10 years ago.
Right.
And I was an intern there 15 years ago.
Yeah. Caitlin's a former intern. I'm a former intern.
You're all of us
former
were interns.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. The people that are in the building right now, currently, other than the dreadful, hated manager, and Spangle, I think everybody was an intern that works there currently.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair to say. Chicken
trust.
I wasn't an intern.
I mean, other than the four that are on the radio.
Jason was. Dean Jason was. Christy Lee was.
What? Was she an intern?
That's what she told me when I was there.
So,
because everyone was like, yeah, I was an intern and now I have this great job. And I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm going to intern and have this great job. And now I'm writing websites for dentists.
No, I don't think that's always the case. I was in it. But you know what? I was not an intern for Bob and Tom. I was an intern for X103.
Mm.
But they were very close. They were in the same hallway. They were in the very, very way back before Bob and Tom got the big new multi-million dollar studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Spangle took me back there one time and showed me
around.
It's
sad probably now. Yeah. But back then it used to be like the beat of that building. Like
just
it was
happening.
Awesome. Yeah. So I worked, I went to Ball State and I worked at Dill Street and I would bartend at Dill Street. I would go home and wash the liquor smell off of me, which I don't even know why I did that because most of the guys on the X103 Big Dumb Show smelled like liquor anyway when I got there.
Did you smell like frying pits too? Like the grease pits or
no,
whatever?
I worked directly behind the bar. I stayed behind the bar. So I would do that. I would go home and shower and then I would drive to Indianapolis to do the X103 morning show. And then I would drive back to Muncie and have class from like 11 a.m. until about 5 o'clock when I went. But yeah.
So how did you even go to class?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I failed that history class that was somewhere in there, but yeah.
That's insane.
It was
How long
insane.
Is the drive?
From it's actually not terrible from Muncie to the station because you just basically come straight down 69.
Right.
It's not terrible, mm-hmm. but I want to say right at like an 40? Hour, just like right after an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you come down during rush hour?
Because I lived on the north side of campus.
Oh, okay.
So there's
okay.
a couple
yeah.
of other things to take into consideration.
Yeah, that sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I did that. And yeah, and then I ended up... Eventually, I was the receptionist back when they had a receptionist all the time at the front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that for a while, and then Tom hired me to do the closed captioning for the first Comedy Central Bob and Tom special. That's how I got my job with Bob and Tom.
Wait, so what did you have to do for that?
I had to listen to the Comedy Central special and type yeah. every single thing everybody
Live?
Said. No.
So it was on the DVD.
So you send
yes,
it in.
Yes. So I closed captioned that. Yeah. The DVD and the Comedy Central special.
Wow.
Was on. Yeah, I did that. But Tom also wanted to have it to reference when the comedians were in studio. So, yeah. Yeah.
Whoever was the closed captioner, is that the correct term?
Yeah.
I don't know. For Kanye West at Glastonbury. Look it up because
Bad.
They, yeah. And yeah. they like fucked it up on purpose. And then there was even a note at the end that was like, so whoever the name is, like, do I have to keep doing this? Like that's what showed up on the screen.
No
I
way.
Swear. I swear.
Was that the same concert where someone in the audience had like a 20-foot by 20-foot flag of Kim Kardashian sucking Ray J's dick?
Oh, I'm
no
sure. Yeah.
Way.
I think it was. I think
they
it
were
was
waving
the same
it
one he did
on
Bohemian
stage.
Rhapsody at that horrible rendition. So look up the closed captioning on that because it is hilarious. They put Mother Ducker, I think,
no.
is what they put for when he said.
Were they typing on an iPhone?
Yeah, no kidding. That's the only place I know that shit happens. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real honest with you guys. I'm 34 and I have not, like, unless it's on the treadmill screen when I'm running at 5:30 in the morning, I have no fucking idea what Kanye and Kim are doing.
No, I,
you know
I'm,
what I
I'm
mean?
With you.
But I feel like that's what makes me old.
No, it just makes you a person with a brain.
Oh, well,
honestly,
I appreciate that, I guess. But no, I just like all my pop culture happens in the morning on the treadmill.
I don't know. I feel like because I know some of the Kim and Kanye stuff. I don't follow.
I love
it.
But,
yeah.
I will watch.
Do you watch E?
It. Yo, that's where I watch.
Yeah.
See, that's
okay.
the thing. That's when it's on the treadmill is on E. And so I will stare master for 90 fucking minutes watching the Keeping Up with the Kardashians bullshit.
It sucks you in.
It does.
It's like you don't want to change it.
Mm-mm.
Do you watch, what is it, Ice Cube and...
Coco?
Coco?
I did.
Ice Tea and Coco.
But
okay.
that show's been on for
yeah,
a
right.
minute.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. since, like, probably middle school for you guys.
Did you know she is supposedly your age?
No.
If you, I swear, I just looked her age up, and it says she's, like,
I don't know
35.
How I feel about you saying your age.
No, she looks old as hell.
Well,
I'm saying I thought she was, like, 49, and
Do
she's
I put-
not.
Coco Cube? What's
Coco,
her name?
Coco Age. Yeah.
What's
what
her,
is, how
what is
old
her
is
last
Coco?
Name?
I don't know.
Oh, Coco. Yeah.
Coco. I'm going to go Coco Ice. Oh, Ice Tea. He's
tea,
it's
yeah.
Ice Tea, not
Coco
Ice
Tea.
Cube. Sorry. Ice Coco like Ice Tea. I like them. I always felt Coco Austin, if we're checking. And actually, she is 36 years old.
Doesn't she look like she's almost 50? Is that just
she
me?
She does look like a really good 50, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a really good 50, not
a, good
a 50. Really good 36.
No, that's an old-ass 36
yeah.
is what that is.
I couldn't believe it. So I must have looked her up a couple years ago when she was, you know, 33, 34, and I was like, what? She's lying.
She
paid Google for
that. Giant breasts.
Real or fake?
Oh, like, they're for 100% yeah. fake.
I don't know. I haven't. It's been forever since I've seen the show.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that... Did we watch this show? I feel like we watched this show. Did we watch this show? Are you going to mic up?
Ladies and gentlemen, Chick McGee.
Ice Tea and Coco?
Yeah. Remember when I would make you watch horrendous...
I was thinking
horrendous.
About that ass. What about that Coco's ass?
Oh, my God. Am I right? She squats in heels.
See, working out
but
in heels, that's
you
a new thing,
You can't fake an
too.
Ass, though, right? You can't. Can you?
I don't. I think you can get implants.
You can't. With
ass the, shots.
I want
They're
you guys to know
shots.
That I have
called
bought.
Ass shots?
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj, is that fake?
Ass shots.
I've given.
Shots.
Amber Rose, ass shots.
I've given some ass
Amber
shots.
Amber Rose, for sure.
Khloe Kardashian, ass shots.
But her ass shots went awry.
She Chloe's okay, honestly, Chloe is low-key fucking pissed that Caitlyn Jenner looks better than her
I'm with you 100%. And I think Chris is pissed off.
Oh,
Chris was like, I'm mourning the death of Bruce. I was like, no, you're not. His Botox is better. His hair looks good.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Chris is just pissed at her plastic surgeon right now. That's what she's mourning.
Yeah, because obviously. But you know what? If you're going to come out like that, you better have the best of the best. Yep. Yep. I'm going to go ahead and look at some images of Coco's butt real quick.
Oh, yes. Please do. Oh, there it is.
I would 100% get butt implants. So
it's so bad for you.
You guys will love this. My stepsister, we were at Father's Day. We're celebrating Father's Day with my dad. My stepsister was there. She was like, sis, can I ask you about implants for your butt? And I was like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Is she younger? Older?
Yeah, she's younger. She's 19.
She already wants ass shots.
She does.
The media
Amber Rose is ruining everything.
Amber Rose is hideous.
My question is,
I don't know if she thought mine was. Yeah, I thought she thought mine was. And I was like, no, bitch, this is two kids.
It's the Stairmaster for 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's just the Stairmaster keeping up with Kardashians and two kids. That's what happened here. I was flattered, I guess. That should be the response.
Yeah.
She really thought you got ass shots?
I don't know what she thought. I don't know what she thought.
That's awesome. Okay. Take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
A lot of people pay huge bucks for that.
They pay a lot of money. And I'm not going to lie, I've had stuff done, but not my booty.
You have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. After I had children, I tightened up the tummy.
Sucked it in.
Yep.
Lifted those boobies.
And took the boobies back to where they were pre-kids. Nothing that anybody would ever notice, but I'm not going to lie about it either.
Yeah,
I think that if it'll make you feel better, ladies, do it. That's what I say.
Honestly, since we're talking about titties now,
I was blessed at a very young age,
and they freaking hang.
No, but they're probably good hang. I bet you have like good hippie
gravity.
Hang. Yeah.
John Mayer.
Of course. Gravity's not my friend.
Of course you fucking would,
yeah,
Jeff.
No, I've been contemplating getting a boob lift. I don't want them bigger. I don't
I'm
want them
smaller.
I'm only
going to tell you that a boob lift leaves awful scars.
So maybe I'll just leave it and have orangutan boobs when I'm old.
It looks like an anchor. I'm not going to lie. They're going to cut right down the middle of your breast and then from the crease to the crease all the way across. So if you're going to do it now when you heal quick and you heal good, because otherwise it's going to leave a nasty scar.
I know a girl.
Or maybe I just won't do it. I'm just not going to do that anymore.
For high school graduation, her dad got her a boob job.
Is that weird?
That's a real thing.
Yeah,
I know a girl who has
I think for high school graduation, your dad buying it.
I feel like your dad should gift you money and then you do what
you
want with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, my dad got me a boob job.
Because I remember her saying like her dad like went to the place with her and just like.
No. No.
I was at a party one time with her and I was drinking and I go, yeah, she got a boob job. And she's like,
you can't tell people that.
No. I was in a dorm room with her one time and she started, we were really good friends. She started changing.
I'm sure.
I turned around and I didn't look and I was like, I just missed my chance.
Have you ever touched fake boobs?
No.
That's a lie. That's so many lies.
I've touched fake boobs, yeah.
They're weird.
Well, not the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really can't.
No, I mean, mine are fake and you would never know.
Mm-mm.
But
it's okay.
They have stuff in them.
They have that. He took a shot.
I'm crying.
Do you have stuff in them? Like the chicken cutlets inside them?
You mean like implants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have in here right now and you would never know. You could touch them. I don't care if you're comfortable.
I'm not going to touch them right
now.
Okay.
Please.
No, I don't care about girls touching boobs, especially if you're interested and you want to do it.
No.
And I have a sports bra on.
This will be the first boob touch on the podcast. You got to do it. Just go for it.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
No, you can't.
You would never know. You would never know.
It's like
I miss that gene as far as guys go.
Girls touching each other.
Yeah. I just don't.
It's not for me. It's for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
They're loving this right now.
No. So there was boobs.
You really wouldn't know.
But it's also mine is under the fat. So my fat is on the front. The fatty part of my breast is on the front and the implant is behind.
That's how you should never know.
You should always go because they look much more natural that way.
Yeah. Tips
for tits.
Tip for tit.
Tit tips. Jess Hooker.
Tit tips.
This has been Tit Tips.
Yeah.
We need music for that. We won't get any music.
Would you ever have any? Would you ever have any surgical changes in your body? There, Jeff Vibbert.
Calf implants. I can see you getting calf implants.
No, my calves are raging right now.
I was going to say, you're a runner.
Yeah. You're huge.
Here's where you insert the hacky. I'd get a penis reduction, but that's about it.
And a baby.
No, I wouldn't get anything done. I don't need anything done.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. It's like, are you sure you don't want to fix that?
If it's going to look
nose?
That natural, fuck,
no,
you might
look,
as well.
You're just so pure.
See, I think for guys, it's just like, nah, whatever. You know
I don't
mean?
Think guys
because we don't
have
baby weight that we put on. Mm-mm. Actually, apparently, guys put on like 2 to 3 pounds per kid. That's what the rumor is.
4 or 5 pounds a kid.
I was
maybe
gonna
it is.
Say
I don't
like
know.
I don't know. I'd guess like 20 pounds.
I put on 2 to 3 pounds eating that pizza earlier, so I don't
food baby.
Yeah. I would. I almost got earlier. I almost got plastic surgery this year, but I guess
it's
a lot
because
trickier than.
It's because you've lost a tremendous amount of weight.
Yeah, I lost
and
a
that's
lot of
why,
weight,
and you need to, and you would like to.
I spent a lot of time doing this in the mirror. The hell is that? That wasn't there before. So that's kind of depressing.
It's not depressing.
If I hold my face right, you can't see it.
Okay,
I got this
but
hang down from my
in
chin.
In Chick's defense, and it's not, and I'm just saying this, but and I think both of you would agree, he's 57 years old. He's almost
Jesus
years
God.
Old. He looks great.
Chick is
no,
aged
I would
phenomenally.
Have, honestly,
like,
I would have
insane.
Never guessed that.
If you would see a picture of him, A, when like
with
15
my
years ago when
mustache.
I met him. Yeah. No.
I've seen the old headshots.
The gay porn mustache? I love that shot.
You look, you know Ben Moore, right?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
You guys look very similar.
To my plastic surgery?
Yeah, I want to know because I was born with a double chin and I've always wondered if I can just cut it off.
See, no, I want a chin implant. I want to put a chin in there to make it a little bit more pronounced.
I gained all of my weight in my chin. And my stomach, like everything. I never had any.
And that's,
extra
but that's also
so your arms have
elsewhere.
Always looked the same.
His arms and his legs. He has tiny little baby legs. And but I think that's also associated with heart trouble. Is that's where
yeah,
you gain
when
weight
you have
too?
This,
yeah.
Yeah. Your belly.
Yeah.
The pear shape. But when you get as a man, if you get, and this would be a facelift. I just thought it would be a neck tuck or whatever.
I think
it is.
You also need a second opinion.
Okay, you're ugly too. Is that your second opinion? Isn't that the old joke? The doctor?
I don't know.
No,
can I have a second
true?
Opinion? You're ugly too. All right. No, but when you get a facelift as a guy, it screws up your beard line. So
it does, and Chick's very good with a beard.
And when I had the consultation, he goes, yeah, this part right here, we would have to pull it back by your ear, and it would make your beard.
And then your beard would be in your ear hole.
And your beard would be and your beard would be behind your face, and you'd be in back of yourself all the time. So,
oh no!
No, it is weird how it that's changes right. The alignment.
Yeah, so they can't just like make a cut and just cut it and
but,
put it back.
I have a great plastic surgeon that I can ask, and he goes, "Well, there's like four things. There's four things that happen to this part of your neck, and it's not just pulling it back. There's some sort of muscle here that keeps
everything
it down.
Intact.
Yeah, because then you have this weird."
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like,
and you would just
was,
look strange.
He was very.
But you know what? You got to appreciate
honest.
That instead of
yeah.
Somebody going, "How can I get your
yeah,
money?"
Let's do
yeah.
This,
right?
Yeah,
but that's what
kind of odd.
I've yeah. Heard they can't get the neck right; like they haven't
right.
Figured out how to tuck
how
it back.
How to get that?
But then there's
correct.
These machines. He goes, "There are like, you know, if you've seen those,
it's like the it's
the
a,
belly things you mm-hmm. Wear the electrical impulse, mm-hmm. Like they
yeah.
Simulate mm-hmm. Sit-ups or whatever. Well, I guess they can do that with your neck." And the guy goes, "It kind of does. It, there's it might
it's
work
helpful.
For, it works for some people." Yeah.
So I found face yoga. I graduated from yoga school last night, by the way.
Congratulations.
For last night. Thank you. Last night was my commencement.
Oh,
I like
shit.
The sound of that. Face
so
yoga.
Face
ahead.
There's face yoga, and it'll keep your face tight and good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's...
Prevent wrinkles. Around here in the
yeah.
Eyes? I'm afraid of that.
Yeah.
That's why I always wear sunglasses.
The sunglasses are big. This is big. So I tried Botox.
No.
I did. And it did not look a mess. It did not look like me when I did it.
No, I'm scared of anything.
Oh,
it
was
Botox
scared.
Anymore.
So, well, I know, but that was ex-wives.
Yeah.
But mine was, I just wanted, so I was like, just do this. Do mm-hmm. this scowl mm-hmm. Right here between the eyebrows. Well, he was like, no, if I just do that, then that's going to be weird up here. And so actually he just did my forehead. And so when you just do your forehead, when you raise your eyebrows just go out here. Mm-hmm. and it was fucking crazy. Like I was like,
you have kind of an eagle, like a
it's like a wizard, intense,
like a hawk look. Yeah,
it's a very intense look,
severe.
And my seriously, of course, my brother, the only person on the planet who has been, you know, who's lived with me as long as he has. And he was, we were sitting there at a family function and I was like, ha ha ha. And I laughed and I smiled and I usually raise my eyebrow at things. He goes, what the fuck is wrong with your forehead? And he knew immediately. And I was like, okay, I can't do that again. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm. Cause it just goes back to normal after a while, doesn't it?
It does. It's like 3 months. You're supposed to go every 3 months. But the doctor told me if you start early, then you can permanently, paralyze those muscles if you start early enough.
So like a bikini wax, if you get it waxed early enough, it just turns into baby hair.
Yeah, slowly. Yeah, I also think it has to do with your ethnicity. I'm gonna be really honest because I do that and I'm Italian and that's a whole other fucking ball game if you're Italian down there. That's true. That's 100% true. Naked Monkey, by the way. That's the place to be.
I've been waxed by the Naked Monkey. Yeah.
Don't say butthole.
Don't say butthole. That was that famous.
Yep.
Yeah. Dean told you don't say butthole.
Yeah. Twice. I said it twice.
Why can you not say butthole?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Because it is close to asshole.
I think it's just weird that people don't want to hear about your butt cheeks.
You can't say anus? Butthole, but you can call somebody a dick.
Gluteal fold?
You can call somebody a pussy.
Because you can't refer to the dick and the asshole.
You can't say women have pussies. But
you can call someone a pussy.
I don't know if you can call a woman a pussy or not.
I'm sorry. I was a women's studies major, and I feel very offended by that.
Calling a woman a pussy?
Yeah. That you can do that on the radio.
Oh.
But that's okay to say. You can't say pussy, but you can call someone a pussy.
Right.
I don't like to say pussy. I don't like to say cunt. I don't like to say any of those.
I've gotten very loose with the C word lately.
I don't know what to do with that whole sentence, but the cunt thing doesn't, but there was a time in my life where it really did bother me. Like I didn't like to say. But now it's really weird. Like when a grown man says panties, I'm like, fuck you, get out of here.
It's gross. Yeah. But what do you say? Underwear?
Underwear.
See, I make it plural. Underwears.
Oh, see, I say sexy panties.
You make it funny.
No.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Boy shorts. That's
boy
I shorts
are underpants. The best. Love me some boy
underwear.
Shorts.
Boy shorts?
Boy shorts are the best.
Oh, you mean that's the cut you like?
Yes.
On ladies.
Not like boys shorts. Not like Vibbert shorts.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to be clear.
Panties. Like boy short.
Don't say panties.
Underwears.
Underwears.
Boy short underwears. For ladies.
It sounds like you're at the meat department. What kind of cut do you like? Yeah, like a nice ribeye. Yeah.
But that's how you do when you go into the when you go to buy your underclothes.
Is it true you can't try on the underwear at Victoria's Secret?
No, you can't.
Hey,
I mean, I don't because that's
no,
just
I just
common
don't
courtesy.
Because I know what I wear. Like I will, we'll trial and error before I'll fucking try some underwear on.
Because they're like,
there's no way
they're expensive.
They are expensive. Three for 33.
Don't you put
so it's not terrible.
The cover up on your...
No, they have like the swimsuit panty liner if you're going to try some shit on, but I'm not trying.
But I always leave my underwear on.
Always. Always. Hmm. Because if you leave your underwear on, that gives you a little more room for like period week. Right?
Okay.
Yes. See? It's my favorite thing to do. Why are you uncomfortable? Why uncomfortable?
I don't like to talk about menses. That's all.
Menses?
That's
such a nice
way to put it. I menses. Like that.
I didn't like
that's
that.
That's the real word for it.
Really?
That's for real. That's
very British.
Yeah, it sounds like a British party.
Menses.
Menses is the real word. Yes, it is the real word for it.
I know it sounds like a character on Sesame Street, but it's menses.
Menstrual cycle is actually your menses.
Wow.
Like, that's for real.
Sounds like we'll have tea and menses later.
And menses. Like crumpets, menses. Yeah.
Maybe a scone.
I'd love that.
Yeah, sorry. But now you know. The more you know.
Yeah.
More tit tips.
It doesn't bother me that much.
Tit tips. Pussy tips.
You're not. Okay.
Shouldn't? No? Okay. Mm. See, this is what happens when Chick brings vodka and pretzels back.
Hey. Does anyone want more vodka?
Yeah, I'm good right now.
Chick, you want
more? Oh, I'm good.
Caitlin?
I'm all good.
Okay. I'm drinking.
Did you have prep for this? Did you prepare for this podcast?
I feel like now you're calling us out. Now you're calling us out for.
No, I just want. No. If you had questions specific,
not really.
I wanted to be respectful.
The only thing I can think of is
no comment.
Okay. No comment. No comment.
And it is just something that I wanted to share. I was on the OTA podcast, the infamous poker party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that was appearance number two for Jeff Fibber.
That was, yep. It was very, very fun.
Do you remember
fun.
What you were mostly talking about during the
Stage poker girl? Party? I can guess.
Stage girl? That's yeah. Right.
So,
so you know about Stage Girl. Mm-hmm.
I knew about Stage Girl before Stage Girl was...
Before Stage Girl? Probably before Stage Girl
knew
about Stage
she was Stage Girl. Yeah.
I think Jet, what was
and then he called
Angel?
Her.
Angel?
Sweet Baby Angel.
While he was, was shit-faced over playing poker with you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't even remember drinking. I don't think I...
So Jeff and I are kind of the two best friends that anyone could have because
So this is what I was thinking about with you two. I have no frame of reference for what it's like to have a platonic opposite sex relationship. I have never done that in my life. Like, if we're hanging out enough, we're definitely fucking. Oh, like, there is no in between.
We're fucking, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't know. It just kind of happened.
It's the height thing. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what makes it not ever viable. Mm-hmm. We talked about this with you.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, look at it. It's the physics.
I think that was
Spangle. It is. That would
was
be
it
weird.
Spangle?
Yeah. NASA scientists couldn't figure out how.
No.
But you know what? Everybody's the same height when they're laying down.
That's right.
That's what I hear. Because if everything goes in the right places.
Unless it's menses.
This is Menzies, and then you better get the fuck out of here.
Menzie week, flip it over. Am I right?
You guys love Menzies? It sounds so much nicer, doesn't it?
No, I'm not going to say that.
No, Menzies. I feel like it's so much more polite. Jeff, your wife, whoever she is, bless her. But when you say Menzies, she's going to be like, oh, you're sensitive and you care.
Baby,
I usually just try to make it as gross as possible.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm on the rag this week.
Oh, rag is the worst word ever.
Sweet baby angel, are you on?
Yeah.
Are you having menses?
Sweet baby angel, is your tummy okay? Is your tummy?
Will you buy tampons?
Oh, yeah. I'll buy whatever.
Have you ever?
One time we bought tampons as a joke. Our cross country.
No, I mean, have you ever bought tampons for a girlfriend?
Oh, no.
No.
But our coach always used to say, are your vaginas bleeding? So we bought him tampons when he got married.
Oh my God, I feel like you could sue him. That's
that's
thing
not okay.
Say.
We'll edit that out.
No,
it was fun.
Because, joking. That would definitely mean that you are weak and...
It was the early 2000s. It was a different time.
Yeah, it was way before
early
2000s. Obama.
Didn't you graduate in late 2010?
It was 2007.
I took a picture.
You graduated in 2007?
No, 2009.
Oh.
I took a picture.
He's so annoyed with me.
Of the correct tampons and took it to
CVS. Took a picture. Yeah, so when we were together, I took a picture of the tampon box and I was like, this is what you get. And I texted it to him and I
was
like,
wait, he picked up tampons for you?
Fuck yeah, he did all the time.
All the time.
All the time. No questions.
What?
All the time.
What is this relationship?
Oh, wow. Do
oh,
you
she
not
know?
Not really.
Oh.
I should have filled you
oh,
in.
Oh, so. Oh, sweet honey child.
Can I
be in 2009, Chick and I lived together. We were engaged for 5 years, and then we broke up.
We were engaged
and started,
for 2.5 years.
Okay, we lived together for 5 years. We
lived together for 3 years.
Whatever. It's... And then... And then we broke up and started a podcast.
Which was a good idea, wasn't
it? Did you have your kids before?
Oh, yeah. I had children before.
So your children aren't just his?
No, they're not his children.
You would know.
That would make something so much more easy. But
anyone
no.
want a poll of this? Is that...
What? I did not know any of this.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We were both previously married. We got divorced. We got together. He surprised... planned a trip to New York and proposed to me in front of Prometheus at the skating rink. Surprise!
He's out.
Yeah, he probably is out. With a beautiful, giant 3-carat pear-shaped diamond.
Bitch,
I know.
What are you doing?
Bitch, what? I know. And things just didn't play out right. Timing is bad right now. Sometimes timing.
So, are you dating anyone else right now?
No, neither of us date anybody else.
But
like,
do you have
I'm totally
not like you're not together, but like, is it like a thing at all?
I think
he buys
both...
you tampons.
No, not right now. Not right. I mean, I know he would if I needed him. I mean, like, he's ride or die like that. But
yes.
But he. No, I feel like we're both really respectful of each other's personal life. also,
he's making himself throw up right now.
Probably. to be like, I guess to get, because I am full disclosure.
Is he really throwing up?
No, he's coughing. I know when he pukes. That's not a puke cough. Full disclosure, I have a daughter with special needs. And
yes, she has epilepsy.
She has epilepsy. She actually has bilateral band heterotopia that that causes seizure disorder and a slew of learning disabilities.
Okay.
And her father and I have been best friends for life. And it is better to cohabitate and to raise our child and to do this together.
For sure.
Because I would never want to keep him from her, and he would never want to keep me from her. So that's what we do. And she has an Uncle Chicky. We are the most untraditional family you've
ever
heard of.
But it works.
But it works.
It's great.
Yeah.
And people who want to judge that shit, take an auditorium full of seats.
I don't get what that means.
Why would anyone care? Why would anyone care? Because it works. And so, oh, I'm sorry. My children have Chick and Mom and Dad who love them like crazy.
Unconditionally.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea that.
You didn't know that we had a history. So Chick and I met when I was an intern in 2002. Uh-huh. And I had a little crush on him growing up. You
that's
know,
he's good looking as shit.
That's how
he's
it starts.
Very handsome. Very. Is that what happened? Caitlin had a crush on you?
I think that's what it was.
I was like, look, if you want to get into showbiz, come do this podcast.
You got to do this podcast.
Okay, that got weird. Sorry.
Yeah, I hate it. I have a sour taste in my mouth right now.
No, that's okay.
Chick is aged very well. Very George Clooney-esque.
Yeah. You guys, seriously, I know this sounds terrible, but I see pictures of him and I, like, early in our relationship from here to now, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Because you are gorgeous now, and I thought you were gorgeous then. Like, what has happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay, cool. Now we're on the same page?
Now we're on the same page.
Now I got it. Jeff and I,
No
that's
romantic.
That's not like it. Yeah. No.
Because I know Jeff has had a couple of icky relationships.
Yeah. And
you're friends with Caitlin's boyfriend.
Well, I'm friends
over and spends the night at our house. I have a guest bedroom. Yeah. And he'll come out over and hang out with us.
You're the third wheel.
I know,
but
I love
not
it.
Really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good feeling though.
Yeah.
Because I usually go to bed early so that him and Matt just hang out.
Yeah, I'm friends with her boyfriend too. Like,
time out. If I could just a quick background, since you are up to date on my background. Where did you go to high school?
LaVille, way up north. I'm not
South
here.
Bend.
I have no idea. What about Matt? Where'd Matt go to high school?
Wabash.
Wabash.
High school, not Wabash College. That's
Wabash,
in Crawfordsville.
Right.
Wabash, the town by Peru.
Okay, got you. Where are you? Are you west side, north side?
Fishers.
Where?
North side. North side of Indianapolis.
Fishers.
That's unfortunate.
Where we see a dead body.
But doesn't your father? But your father's practice is somewhere else.
It's
west side, right?
West side, Pike.
Did you know that the dentist, Chick goes through dentists? It's a big deal. So the dentist before this, no, he would like a dentist who would be appropriate,
nice.
I guess. But the dentist before this dentist was a female dentist, and she brought her kid's comedian friend who wanted to be a comedian in during Chick's appointment and had him do stand up for Chick while Chick was getting his teeth cleaned. And do you know who that kid was that we found out years later? Adam Kashner.
I need to explain myself. Yeah, part of that was emotional, but most of it was physical.
Yeah.
So, you had to pee.
I had to, I think I fouled your bathroom, so.
No, you're fine.
Okay, oh, good.
No.
Well, that's okay. We started this
I feel a little
podcast.
Better, though.
Yeah.
You feel good?
But it was mostly emotional. Okay, are we back now?
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. We're talking about the threesome that is Caitlin, Matt, and Jeff.
Her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Matt.
No, that's not. Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't
it's not
say
bad.
Threesome.
No,
you had a slumber
fine.
Party, right? You had a
we had a slumber party.
We slumber partied after he did the McAfee show, too. He came over.
Yep. I ate an entire pizza in 45 seconds.
Honestly.
Are you a stress eater?
No.
No, he's just a drunk fuck eater.
His metabolism is the fastest metabolism I've ever.
It's infuriating.
I've ever
it
been
is.
In the
it
presence
I drink.
I'm sure there are faster, but I've never been in the presence of any faster.
I was sitting on the couch, and Matt was in the kitchen, and I see Jeff playing with our dog, eating pizza. We're listening to trap music.
Heaven.
You know, hanging out, being friends. Jeff goes and gets in the shower, and I go in the kitchen. And I'm like, hey, I want another piece of pizza. And
time
I was
out,
like,
Jeff, you shower at their house?
Yeah. I make myself at home.
I bleached the towels.
He's
they were
shit.
Fresh.
He's the shit.
When I get drunk, I like to shower places. It's weird.
Is it true?
That I
Did you really sleep in the guest bed naked?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold it.
It was 90 degrees in that room.
Wait, you showered at my house.
Yeah.
You're the only house he's not showered at.
You can come over. If you want to shower.
Wait a
my
minute,
house.
Do you sleep naked in my bed? In
no,
my house?
No.
Jeffrey?
You have a it's very nice in your house. It's cold.
No, he just wears your
very
clothes.
Cold.
Oh, this looks good.
He just wears my shirts.
I have this Chick McGee mask I put on.
What do you say in the morning? What? This is the Bob and Tom Show. Whatever you say.
Oh,
I don't even know.
Tom has instructed me exactly what to say because if I don't, I throw him. If I don't end with, it's 8 o'clock on Q95, this is the Bob and Tom Show. If I don't end with, this is the Bob and Tom Show.
Right.
He goes,
are you serious?
But what do you say in the morning, like, whenever the show's coming on?
Oh, from the Napa Auto Parts Studio, it's the Bob and Tom.
Yeah, that's what I say. This is really drawn out. I'm sorry. If I would have just
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I put on the robe, I look in the mirror, and I go...
Is that what you're doing?
Damn. You're good morning, sports fans.
Ew.
What?
Nothing?
I had a pretzel.
I see that.
Roll gold. It's the way to go. So anyways, so this girl that I called.
This is a different... This is an old girlfriend.
No.
Not
oh, the text.
Sweet angel baby
sweet,
face.
Sweet,
I don't even
sweet baby.
You know what? I don't even care about talking about that story because she's dead to me, so...
Sweet baby angel.
No, sweet baby angel is still in my heart and alive.
Because you went out with her, right?
I went out, so yeah.
You did!
Yeah.
And that was what I was going to say, is we're the two best friends, because he was sending me pictures of what he was going to wear.
I was scared. I didn't want to look like an idiot.
He texted me right afterwards.
Envious.
Look, here's the thing. Guys are going to look like idiots regardless of what you're wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
The best we
so
look,
what happened?
The best
I
we look right
did.
Now is the shirt you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that.
You're in a grow fit, though. I wouldn't recommend going on a date in that outfit.
No, I would. That'd be fine.
What's a grow? Gray?
Gray outfit.
Are you gray on gray on gray?
Yes, his gray jeans on.
God, my fucking kids do that.
Monochromatic.
They're like,
it
matches. And I was like, no, you look like a fucking idiot.
Bond villains
Ralph
were all
it,
black.
Red outfit.
Ralph it. You're giving me all kinds of good stuff. I like this.
I used to wear blue jeans with a blue shirt.
Uh-huh, and I don't feel like you could do that.
Until one day.
You can't wear navy shirt with blue jeans.
She goes, what the fuck are you wearing?
You can't. You just can't.
I had a girl do the same thing to me one time.
Yeah. Wait, like
women
a navy t-shirt?
They are. They don't
yeah,
know how to
because he wears dark
sugarcoat
jeans.
It.
Oh,
it would be navy on navy.
Okay.
If he wore cobalt with blue jeans, he'd be fine.
Is this cobalt or
that's
is
cobalt.
Like
no,
that's
it's like
just, that's blue.
It's like Greenfield Central blue.
That's
blue. What I think
it's
of.
Fucking
I'm
blue.
Sorry.
So I look like a hillbilly, right?
Is that what you're saying about Hancock County? Now you're coming at my county?
Yeah.
Watch yourself before I wreck yourself. I don't even know what that means.
Here, hang on. There you go.
Thank you.
Boy, have a little drink. Back to Jeff.
Time out. You went on a date with the sweet baby angel face?
You told me it was just coffee or something.
It was drink. No, it was drinks. We went out for drinks.
I didn't know drinks.
Yeah, we went to Bakersfield.
Oh, that's a
I
good
hope
place
she never
to go.
Listens. Anyways.
Okay, I only go to Bakersfield.
Bakersfield
with my...
is for skinny people and hipsters because it's so fucking expensive.
It is. I go with my gay friend Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah. Drinks aren't that expensive.
You know Jeremiah?
I like the Scholars Inn. What do you guys like?
Jeremiah's
there.
Done
well.
I used to live on the south
Michigan?
Side.
Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan.
I've never been, but I've driven past.
That's nice.
Where?
Scholars Inn.
Oh, they closed Scholars Inn on Mass Ave.
They did?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I feel like you and I went there for dinner one night. We sat
did.
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Talking about it, Caitlin didn't know anything about it.
You guys.
Spirits.
No.
I'm not even joking right now. I'm so into this. And if you guys
if
have
you
the opportunity.
To listen to the off-the-air podcast with me and Jess, Ryan Singer was
Ryan
on.
Singer. And you need to listen to Ryan Singer's podcast. I'm obsessed with it now.
We plugged Ryan Singer's podcast many times.
Me and the Paranormal You or something?
Yes.
Me and Paranormal You.
I listened to it all the way here, and I'm certain that I'm an empath.
You feel things?
Sarah Hawking said that I was a magical person.
Yeah. You are. See?
Bullshit.
Shut up, chick.
I just felt like I should say
it's that. The height.
No, it's the energy. It's the energy because when I'm going to be very honest. When I first met you, I didn't take the time to learn your energy because I was like, I'm probably never going to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
But now.
No, that makes sense.
No. Yeah, because when you take on someone else's energy, that's a lot of pressure. And I feel like you have good energy, but I feel like your energy is going to mature and you are going to do big things.
I love this podcast right now.
Stop. I'm an empath, and I get the exact opposite.
That's not true.
From both of you.
That's
okay?
not true. That's so, not true.
I am too.
No, you are, but you're on a level. You choose.
I'm way up there.
You choose who you take on their energy. Empaths don't have that choice.
Oh, that's true. I do that.
You make the choice. That's the difference.
And I can, if I don't want to take on that energy,
so
it's
have you
like
guys,
a lead
have you
door.
Guys witnessed chicks shut down?
No.
I bet Jeff has.
What is have you chick I'm not going to lie. The not, last podcast really. We had in today, combination, he probably said three words to me, and I said three words to him the entire time I was at Bomb Tom because he scared the fuck out of me.
He is a scary motherfucker.
Right
I did,
here.
I know, yeah. but I didn't want to make you mad.
You don't. So that's what
so
happened.
I knew that.
So I'm on, so I knew I'm on board with you because when I was an intern, I was seriously, I came in and they're like, you get the coffee, you go to Hardee's, you get the breakfast sandwiches, and you don't fucking say a word to Chick McGee. And I was like, gotcha. Right? So oh. I'm in the jock lounge, which is what they called it back in the day. And our good friend Don Stuck said, why the fuck is Chick talking to you? And I was like, I don't know. He talked to me first. I didn't say anything. I swear to God, don't be mad. I don't want to get fired. And he said, no, if he's talking to you, that's good. And I said, okay. Fast forward 8 years. Things went down.
Mm.
No, but I didn't know. But I feel like that is the energy that Chick gives off.
Yeah.
So don't take it personally.
Yeah,
but
no.
That is
and
what
I,
he does.
Yeah, I definitely yeah. didn't. I do remember, though. The first conversation we ever had. Mm-hmm. Is this weird that I remember this? He asked me about my doggie.
Oh,
my dog
yeah.
got attacked by a pit bull. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, my
that's
God.
Right. No, I saw Instagram. Mm-hmm. You had a picture. Or,
yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, he has a heart. Like, he's a good person inside.
See, he is.
I really like him now, but I'm just
no,
going
you know to
keep my pacing.
I think I am that way, and I can't.
No,
but
I'm
I can't
unfortunately.
Be that way
no.
because every time I am that way, I get hit
no.
in the head with a sledgehammer.
No,
so
I don't think it's
that.
I think it's unfortunately the people around you have the people around you try to protect you and say, hey, you're new here. Don't bother Chick. And that's not the case. Chick's going to decide if he likes you or not.
Yeah.
Like Jason. Jason was an intern at Q and Chick said, and how long ago? That was 20 years ago. And you said, he is my favorite intern. I want him on every single appearance I have
Jason
to do.
Jason is an anomaly. Like, but I've been on both sides with Jason.
But that's why you guys are friends.
And now we're friends again. Yeah.
That's why you're friends. True. Because in my opinion, you have to have some kind of fallout with someone to be a true friend.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
I
fair.
I feel like you have to disagree. You have to have a fallout. And you have to come back from that fallout to be a true friend.
Have we had a fallout?
No, but if you do.
Today we tried to change the radio.
Oh, did you try to change the radio?
He yelled at me like a child.
You yelled at somebody?
I'm driving.
He said,
in
okay,
rush hour
you're
traffic.
In rush hour traffic on the freaking east side. There's like three cars on the road.
And she turns the volume up to like a million. And it's
which I didn't mean to, obviously.
The Eagles come on. She goes, who's this? This is awful. I don't want to listen to this garbage.
Okay, I'm kind of with her there.
The Eagles are
sorry.
Great
thank
band.
You. Well, because your dad looks like an eagle.
The animal of the band. Hey, Glenn Frey. I'm a big fan. He's a badass.
I never liked the Eagles. I'm with you. And I don't like the crazy, who do I not like? The lady with the voice that makes me nuts.
Aerosmith?
No, the lady.
Bette Midler?
No.
Is
I
it
like Bette.
The, what's it? One, the fiddle in the band?
Janis Joplin?
No.
What does she do?
She's
Debbie
she,
Harry?
No. I like her. No, I'm talking about the, like there was two guys and two girls
yeah.
and maybe a couple of them fucked and then they didn't
oh,
and then
Fleetwood
it was over.
Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. That's what I said. That's the
I don't like her.
You don't like Stevie Nicks.
I don't like Stevie Nicks.
Christy McVie is okay. Stevie
Christy
Nicks.
McVie's totally great.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks, fuck a bunch of Stevie Nicks. And then she was on The Voice and I was like, fuck you. I'm not going to watch The Voice anymore.
So I don't think she's on there anymore.
She was, though.
A guest
she
appearance.
She was a guest appearance.
Well, that starts tonight. Last Comic Standing.
And my daughter said, who's the wizard? And I was like, exactly.
She's been
more of a witch. Actually.
Wizard! Well, okay, give her a break. She's nine, okay?
So anyway, he reprimanded me like a child for turning up the
for
radio.
For turning up the radio or changing the radio station?
Changing it. Okay. Changing all my presets on
everything
there.
Oh.
I didn't know how to work it. And I said, how do you put on FM radio? And he was like, I don't know. I press a bunch of buttons.
And I said.
So then I started pressing a bunch of buttons.
Was this in the Marty McFly truck?
When a woman gets
yes.
in my truck,
yeah.
you don't touch my stuff. That's just law.
That is the truck that Marty...
Marty McFly.
With the lightning bolt.
Stuff, put a
exactly.
Night waxing on.
It adds
so what
60
happened,
horsepower.
We were at Chick's playing poker the other day, and you were like, the windows are down in my truck. And I was like, really, Marty McFly? Are you going to run out there and change it? And so now, I mean, for the rest of time, you will be Marty McFly to me.
Marty McFly's a cool guy.
He is. He's the coolest.
He wrote Johnny Be Good.
Sell for like so much money.
30th anniversary, October 21st.
Of that movie?
I think it's all across. You can watch all three movies.
No way. Mm-hmm. I got my son the framed, matted original movie poster for his birthday 1 year.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's the coolest fucking kid anyway. But
is he a fan? He's a big fan of it?
He loves it. He loves old movies. He loves comedy. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to be way more successful than
he's got great timing
than us. Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So he wrote his first joke. Kid on the bus.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's 11, okay? Kid on the bus says, your name's a bad word.
What's his name?
Our last name is Hooker.
Oh.
Max Hooker. Hey, your last name's a bad word. And Max goes, so's asshole. And I was like, well done, son.
That's
well
awesome.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, I know. I was, I don't think that I've had a prouder moment.
Did you
give
him a hug?
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's the, I'm going to tear up right now telling the story. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
He should go do comedy when Chick's at the dentist next time. And...
Yeah.
That was weird, huh?
No. Yeah. Chick loves, like, it's so funny to be where Chick is and to not be, no, I'm being serious, to, because Max looks at Chick as a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Max thinks everybody has a Chick. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wait, you don't have an uncle that you can go and takes you to movies and listens to what you say and takes you to the radio station and teaches you all these great things? Not everybody has a Chick McGee.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the famous story when he was in kindergarten that he took a picture of him and Chick for his family bulletin board. And the teacher was like, Max, is that Chick McGee? And she was like, and he goes, you know Chick? Like, had no presence of mind, no idea that anybody else would know who his Chick was. Yeah.
That's a really touching story, honestly.
It is. It's a very sweet story. And to this day.
Try being at the center of it.
Yeah. So try being Chick in this story. Yeah. But yeah, my kids have no idea. They think that everybody has a Chick that's on the mm-hmm. radio and comes and picks them up for movies and takes them and buys them ridiculously expensive shoes. Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know?
So I don't.
Kids got to have kicks.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just very lucky that Chick has good taste and sends them in the right direction when it comes to shoes.
So far.
How you doing over there, Chick?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm
good?
I'm all right.
Stop it.
Well, we're supposed to go to the movies this week. We're supposed to go see Mad Max.
Is this?
Yeah, you are supposed to take Max to see Mad Max.
Is this Morty and Audrey? Is that what you...
This is Morty and Audrey. Yeah.
See, I thought there's a little kid named Morty that you're... And
no,
I was like, oh, my...
It's funny.
That's a great name, though.
I went full circle with him because... Or I guess it's not full circle because you'd be back at the same place. 180.
180.
I wanted to say their name on the radio, and then one morning it just like, no, those are
that's private.
Max and Addy. Yeah, incredibly private. And then we're gonna, but I need to talk about it somehow because mm-hmm. I'm watching these kids' movies. So
yeah. You say their names are what? Morty,
Morty and Audrey,
and
stuff. And
they're
Max
actually
and
Max and Addy.
It's,
yeah.
Oh, but I like Morty and Audrey a lot better.
Well,
I feel like
me,
I should change their names.
She goes, now, what do you call us on the radio?
Yeah, because she's heard it. Because she's heard Chick say Morty and Audrey, and
she probably got jealous.
Yeah, in her 9-year-old brain, she's like, who the fuck is Morty and Audrey? Who the hell else is he taking to see Minions?
Yeah,
is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Do you take him to?
They go to every
show,
single kid movie.
And then the Dairy Queen, because that's what my grandma used to do.
No, but Chick does put Chick does put the in front of everything.
I feel like if I get hungry, I'll go to the Arby's.
The Arby's, he'll have an Arby's.
I'll go to the Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I like putting the in front of things.
No, what they do usually is that they rope Chick into a movie, and then a couple weeks ago, I totally fucked it up. And I had like a manicure pedicure planned. And then I showed up at the movie theater and parked by Chick's car. And they all coming out of the movies. They're having a great time. And then mom's there. And they were all like,
what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
We were going to go to my house.
They
were going to
go.
They
play with the dogs. They go to Target. And Chick buys them like Nerf guns and shit. And then they come home.
We bought shirts one day.
Yeah, they
matching shirts.
No, here's the kind of kid Max is, and he's 11. He'll be 12. Mm-hmm. But this is the kind of sense of humor he has already, and I think it's environmental, not genetic. But that's my my prerogative. But
it's frightening how much Chick and Maxwell are alike.
I go, let's go to Kohl's. He goes, oh, when we buy the shirts, can we put them right on? I'm like, yes.
You know, if you know Chick, that's his favorite
that's
thing to
do. That's my favorite thing to do.
When he buys something and then immediately puts it on.
I take the shirt on. I'm wearing it, put the new one on right away. So
immediately.
But he goes, I need an ugly t-shirt. And I go, okay. I bought this. It's a Diet Pepsi t-shirt with a huge, it's just hideous. But he buys.
Did you
have a picture of it?
No, so his thing is finding the ugliest, most ridiculous t-shirts with kittens, with cats on them. And I'm like,
it's just funny.
So they sent a picture, and I said, stop buying shirts with fucking cats on them right now.
And he starts laughing, then I start laughing. It was the best thing ever.
How many cat shirts does he have?
I just did laundry the other day, and so now I've been hanging them up and putting them in the back of the closet so he doesn't see them immediately. Because he's 11, he pulls the first shirt off of the hanger. So I've been putting them in the bag, and I counted 7 cat shirts. Some of them are with flowers. Funny. Some of them are with astronaut helmets.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Some of them are just like a montage of cats. Astronaut helmet.
Have you seen Spy yet with Melissa McCarthy?
Mm-mm.
One of her secret identities is she plays this middle-aged woman. She has a giant t-shirt with a cat on it.
I think I saw the preview.
That's
yeah.
almost exactly the cat shirt that Max bought.
Do you not have a picture of it?
No, when we don't have cats. I'm allergic to cats, and so he does it more like to be funny about the cats. Yeah, I don't do cats. I don't mind cats. I feel like they're much less work than dogs.
But he set me up, too. I sent her the text, and I go, I'm going to send her this picture. And he's
and
like,
he knew.
He's like funny. He's yeah, send her the picture.
And he knew that I'd be like, so my immediate response to the text was,
stop
buying cat shirts now. Yeah. That's so cute that you guys are listening to our kid stories.
Yeah,
I'm super into it. I hate kids, and this is fun.
Okay. I am with you there with the hating of the kids.
That's the way life is, though.
I hated kids forever, and then I had my kids, and I realized I hate kids that aren't mine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and with me, it was timing, because my kids are
Young. Yeah.
I had kids when I was, in my 20s, like everybody, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't ready
Not
to be
this
a father,
generation. This generation has kids in their 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
or
true.
Or no kids.
Yeah.
Or
no,
zero
I
children.
Honestly... We did we did a creative nonfiction writing workshop today at work. It's this like program that we do every month for an hour. We get to like do not
that seems
work.
Nice.
Yeah, which is really nice. So we get to, we're going to do watercolor paint next month.
Wow.
Just like random shit.
Look
like,
at Jeff.
Someone is doing, in December, we're doing gingerbread houses.
That's
so like, just like random shit.
Hey, if you ever want somebody to come and do yoga with
yes,
you
please.
Guys.
Anything.
I'll teach a yoga class to your Canadian Yellow Pages.
But that requires working out?
No, I wouldn't make it that. I would make it more the meditation.
Down
a lot of breathing
okay.
and stuff
okay.
like that.
A lot of breathing.
So I was writing
and not
this
in the
piece
sexy
today.
Way.
And I realized I like brought back this memory from when I was younger. And I legitimately asked my mom when I was 13 years old if I could get sewn up like a Barbie because I didn't need it anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, can I just look like a Barbie? Like,
I don't want to do that.
I don't want it. I still don't.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. If I think about having kids for too long, I could honestly get nauseous.
Really?
You get ripped to your butt. No.
That's partially true.
No.
Because if you massage your perineum, you don't.
I don't even know what that word is.
Your perineum
Cheers.
Is the taint. It's the area between your vagina
that, like,
and
sensitive skin
however,
and your anus.
However, there is a process that when you have a baby, sometimes
they cut it.
They cut it
if the baby is
episiotomy.
An episiotomy. Good job.
During a contraction. And
that can happen.
And you don't even know because
I've
in
seen
so much,
it happen.
Have you?
You have?
Yeah.
My mom had a double one. They did it in two different places.
Nope. Okay. Caitlin, good job. I'm going to tap out.
So,
because I did not have to have a episiotomy.
Because you massage your perithrum.
What is it? Perineum.
Your taint.
Your taint. It's your taint. It's your taint.
Okay.
Although
you
perithrum
should.
Sounds like something with... I didn't know that
What did you not know? I love this game.
I know that ladies had urethra. I didn't know that. I just thought it came right out of the hoop.
You think what? That you thought that
I
our
thought that for the longest
you
time.
Thought our vagina
actually that's a normal guy thing holes. To think.
Huh?
You didn't think we had 3 holes?
I didn't think you had 3 holes. I thought you had 2 holes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said that to me freshman year of college. Like made a comment about the pee hole
like
and the vagina being
ago.
The same thing. Honestly, yeah. And I went, wait, what?
For me, there are two funny words: hat. I don't know why. You write a joke with the punch word and then
he always
line.
Laughs
hat,
at hat.
Hilarious. And pee hole.
Pee hole. But your pee hole story.
Pee hole.
Hey, and, do you want to tell the reason why your
no,
pee hole story?
No, I don't.
I do. Can I do it?
If you don't use any names.
I won't use any
way.
Names. I won't. So there was a story about the world's tallest woman.
She was in the studio.
She was in the studio and they were talking about, but she was almost
like
7 feet tall.
Seven
I think she's almost 7 feet. Yeah, a little over 7 feet tall. Which coincidentally, actually, she worked with my Aunt Karen at one point at the State Board of Health.
Her mom's name.
That's your... But my Aunt Karen spells her name C-A-R-O-N.
Weird.
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 And when I saw someone spell it K for the first time, I was like, you're fucking weird. I had no idea that you spelled it differently.
Continue.
So, and the story goes... that how would you know when you're having sex with the tallest woman in the world? Maybe she would say, you're fucking my pee hole. You wouldn't know her vagina from her pee hole. I'm so sorry. Is that terrible?
No.
But that was one of the first stories that Chick told me when I came to work for Bob and Tom, and I was like,
welcome to the team.
Say it is.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking my pee hole.
She's so tall that obviously her voice would be deep.
In college I was trying to get people to come to this party, and I said there'll be girls shooting ping pong balls out of their pee holes and bee holes.
No.
Yeah.
Matt went to a strip club in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee.
You
we were like first dating. It was like when we were first dating.
A1. Are you comfortable with Matt going to strip clubs?
He hasn't done it since. It was like literally three weeks into us dating.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, okay. I'm going to do this. And I was like,
okay.
Motherfucking gay.
Okay.
So you went to the strip club in Nashville, Tennessee.
I don't get down.
If it's like one in Atlanta where like the girls are like gorgeous, I'm cool with it. But like Tennessee.
So you don't want your boyfriend looking at ugly girls at the strip club?
No, I don't want him looking at beautiful girls.
Oh, so Atlanta, they're ugly? Or
Atlanta,
no?
They're fucking, they got it going on.
Okay,
that's
so
where
we,
like the best.
So
strip
we
clubs
let
are.
Him go to Podunk strip clubs.
Nashville. They have like all of them have like C-section scars and bullet hole wounds and
and
shout out to the girls at Anderson Hoosier Girls
and ankle braid ankle
right off Scatterfield.
And he tells me, okay, he was also intoxicated when this happened, but
sure.
He swears up and down, his friends all swear up and down, that a girl did a handstand and like spread her legs,
yeah,
and queefed a dollar bill off her vagina.
Mm-mm-mm.
He swears.
I believe that.
I couldn't do it.
I've seen the video with the... No, I couldn't do it. But I've seen the video where the ping pong balls... I've seen that.
I've seen the video shooting a cold cream. Somebody sent it to the station. Christy and I watched it together. This
what?
Is like 20 years ago. She would shoot cold cream out of
what's
there.
What's cold cream?
Yeah.
Like whipped cream?
Lotion. Like body lotion. I don't know why I say cold cream.
No
I'm,
kidding.
I'm 180
How
years old.
I was going to say.
It's like, yeah, lotion. Hand lotion.
No way.
She,
are you sure it was lotion?
Then, no.
Yeah. You saw her put it in and then push it out.
And then she would blow out a candle, which I thought was amazing.
That is
kind
of dope.
I'm going to give mad props to the blowing out a candle.
Does she do birthday parties?
Because that's purposeful. That's purposeful. If you need a candle blown out, but who's going to shoot lotion out of a vagina? What purpose does that?
Why would you start? Like, what in your brain was like, let's see if I can shove lotion in my hoo-ha and squirt it out?
I'm going to tell you what it is, Caitlin. It's that your dad didn't love you. That's what starts that.
It would be propel. I mean, she could shoot.
Where are you on strip clubs, Jeff Fibber?
Pool table, too.
I've been to one.
Uh-huh.
In Newport, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And they told us, like, you might as well just leave. It was on a Monday night. Monday night at like midnight. There was one guy in there with a hood. And then the off Martin Luther King Jr. in Anderson. We almost went to that one, but we had a senior on the team that went there.
Anderson, Indiana.
Yeah. Hoosier girls, right by the Speedway.
Yeah, but there. So when I was in Muncie at Ball State, there was a strip club that they put up by the mall, and it was BYOB. You could bring a cooler of
that's
beer.
That's dope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you go?
No. I am not down
would
with
you
the strip
ever?
Clubs. Well, see, I'm not down with the strip. I'm too uncomfortable with my own body to be comfortable being in a strip club.
So you
club.
Don't like
I don't
dance
get
for a loved
it.
One?
I would dance for a loved one. But if my loved one went to a dancer, I would murder someone.
Snip,
mostly
snip.
Him. Yeah.
Cut off.
I dated a guy in college and I was doing an internship thing with X103 at the radio station, and a boyfriend showed up, and I don't know if it was like to be hateful and mean, but that was the first fist fight I'd been in as an adult.
Nice.
And that was him. I punched him. Pervert row. Fucking punched him in the back of the head as hard as I could. And it kind of wandered out into the parking lot.
Wait. So you went to a strip club?
I went to a strip club because it was a part of my, like, we were doing an appearance for my radio station that I was interning for.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then I think he knew that I was there and we were kind of on the outs. And so he showed up.
And you whooped ass.
And I walked up to Pervert Row and fucking clocked him in the back of the head. And I was like, what now, motherfucker?
That's dope.
What now?
That's dope.
Yeah.
I hit people who grab me in clubs.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. Someone punched my car once and I punched him back.
I would never hit anyone.
No. You would absolutely
I'm a pacifist
hit someone.
Too, yeah.
Really?
You would never hit anybody?
Okay, maybe I would hit somebody.
Yeah, I feel like it has to come up.
It starts in your root chakra.
Shut up, Caitlin. I just fell in love.
I'm learning about that.
Oh, we should do a yoga chakra thing.
I know all the things. CFL, Canadian football.
Your
league.
Root
like
chakra.
CFL's great. Oh, it's middle of season.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Juggernauts.
I love
great
it.
Team.
Argonauts.
That's what I meant.
They are a Juggernaut.
They're a Juggernaut in the league.
That's what they are.
Doug Flutie. He's the best player
Hamilton
to ever play for
them.
The Stampede.
Here's what happens to me when I go to a strip club.
Ooh, so here's the fun part. Chick and I, before we were together, I got to be his personal assistant, as I was for Christy when we were on the road doing the comedy tour.
What's happening? Was I telling a story?
No, I'm just telling you what I know. And so there would be women who would say, they would come up to me and they'd be like,
I'll give him a BJ.
They would say all the things.
Wait, wait, wait.
Okay, this never got to me. I didn't get any.
Okay, I had
BJs.
A crush on you, motherfucker. So
horrible
I didn't
assistant.
Pass along the information. Yeah, so no, that's true. But there were women that would come up and they'd be like, what hotel are you guys
how
at?
Did they, wait, wait,
and
wait.
I'd be like, bitch, we were at the Ramada. It's on the other side of town. See you
how'd
later.
How'd they say it?
No, but that's the thing is that if I think she was pretty enough for Chick, I was very kind. Yeah, they talked out of their trade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying you're at a strip. Not
hey, how you doing? Yeah. Hello, doll.
No, but I was very. I just didn't want Chick to go below his
right.
What
standard.
Would be the word? Standards. Yeah.
That's why I have Caitlin there at shows sorting out the.
To weed out the
Jeff,
bullshit.
Horrible
yeah.
fucking idea.
Like, I know you want to get your dick sucked, but I promise you it's not going to be worth it.
Don't
later.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Not with her.
Mm-mm.
I'm in a monogamous relationship right
nope.
now, so it's.
You're in a monogamous
Stop.
Relationship?
We're on. No, okay. We're at that part. I've been on one date, so we're going on a date tomorrow. Which
with
is
the,
what I was trying to
with
say
the
earlier.
Lady?
Yeah, with
lady
girl.
With
baby angel.
Sweet baby angel.
Sweet baby angel.
Where are you going now?
Does she listen to your podcast?
I don't know.
Does she
I don't
know
think
it
so.
Exists?
I don't even...
Let's pretend it doesn't. Where are you guys going tomorrow?
Thanks, Caitlin. I don't know. She might have texted me. We don't know.
I wouldn't
she
know.
She was saying, she's like, oh, sometimes I pretend that I'm sick, so I get out of work, and I go, I just say my grandma died. I'm on my seventh grandma.
I'm on my seventh grandma.
And she never responded back, so I don't
no,
know.
No. So can... For the fun of, because Chick and I's podcast kind of gets boring sometimes.
What's happening?
So, yeah.
What?
So, I feel like maybe wherever they go on their date, can we go and sit at the table next to them?
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea.
Can we do that?
No, because it's tomorrow night and you can't do it.
What's tomorrow night?
Well, you've got.
It's Thursday. I don't have shit.
No, you've got.
Go faster.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. I don't. That's the thing. I need to pick a place first.
They
but you guys
go
went
to the Rathskeller
we went to
on
Bakersfield.
Friday.
You went to Bakersfield already.
Wait a minute, Rathskeller. What's happening at Rathskeller on Friday?
Poke Boy.
Boys.
This Friday?
Yeah.
We have a party Friday.
Who do we have a party?
We have a party Friday. Look at me in the face and remember that we have a party
shit,
Friday.
Oh, shit. We do have a party Friday. Fuck. This
yeah.
is the second
Do we
Poke
have a party
Boys.
Friday?
I think We have a party Friday.
We do.
We have a party Friday means we're sexing it up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what ours.
No, we really do. A friend of ours is turning 60. Yeah, we really do.
Ours means we're sexing. What? Huh?
What? It really blows my mind that you two are like hang out and do this and are completely platonic.
No, yeah, that's the thing. It's.
Have you ever had a platonic friendship? Don't lie. That's not true. Think faster.
No. I'm going through the girls that I can't
the
say.
Girls.
No, I'm going through the girls that already I've met in my life that I don't find attractive or I feel any sexual.
I don't know if Christy. You've had a platonic relationship with Christy.
I would think Christy would be, yeah.
You've had a platonic relationship.
Maybe that came out wrong.
No.
She's a beautiful person and a gorgeous woman, but I just have never had any feelings for her.
Whatever you just said. Laura Duncan.
Laura Duncan.
You
I
love
a lot crazy.
You love Laura Duncan. Yeah. You can honestly say you love her with your heart that yep, she's a friend. She's
is that the 94?
92.
92.3. My dad loves Laura Duncan.
We love she's Laura Duncan.
Yeah, I told him that.
I'm going to be doing mornings there in about 5 years.
No, what else? I'm trying to think of someone else that we absolutely adore that's female that's on the podcast. That we...
Courtney J.
Kopetsky. Courtney J.
Sweet.
Do you guys know Courtney J?
No.
What are you doing?
She
to
works
see Sweet Baby Angel Texted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Will you call me Sweet Baby Angel?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
I like that name.
Nope.
It's kind of a cute name.
Nothing?
You know that I didn't want to break up with
it. It was a grandma thing.
Right. I kind of gathered that from going to the bathroom, and then I heard you throwing up. Yeah. And
I didn't throw up that much.
I know. Oh, wait, you really did throw up?
Well, a little bit. I was sick. I was sick earlier.
And that's what I said. I said, I think he's throwing up. And she goes,
no,
that's not
I know the
throw
puke
up
sound.
Cough.
Yeah, that was just cough. It wasn't puke.
I have many superpowers, and one of them is I can throw up as loudly
or
as
quietly
as I need to.
That is a really good trick to have, honestly.
Sometimes I can...
my most...
That's me vomiting.
Yeah.
One of my most...
Or... yeah, either way.
One of my most favorite friends that actually lives off 10th Street. Do you remember my 30th birthday party when we heard Nick puke? It
yes.
was the most... It was like a fireworks show in the toilet. Like, I had no idea that that noise could come from that. But it was the loudest. Oh, yeah. It was the loudest noise I'd ever
Matt
heard.
Matt does that.
Oh. So there's loud pukers. You just can't help it. You're a loud puker.
Mm-mm. Yeah. The last time I threw up, I was in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
And there were four girls in a bedroom together. And so I was like awake and I was like, you guys turn on music. I don't want you to hear this.
Yeah.
So I go in the bathroom. I'm puking. I don't hear any fucking music.
No.
And I go, are you guys listening to me? And I hear them all laughing and I'm like, oh my God. And I walk out and Megan was like, I already heard all of it. Like, I'm really sorry. It was just too late to turn any music on.
No,
like the damage was done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh.
I had to, one time I had to go drag an ex-girlfriend.
How
out
many
of a,
ex-girlfriends ago? Two?
Yeah, the one that I cared about.
okay, I think there's a little confusion.
Whiskey.
There's Puppy Mom.
We're cool.
But which one?
I
so you're going to have to tell me in order.
I'm on.
There's Puppy Mom. Or is that
Italy, girl
Italy
is before.
Girl, yeah. It's before. And then there's Puppy Mom.
Yeah.
You know,
and
then
there's
Stage
Girl. But that's how fucking crazy women are. That's
honest.
That's the
honest.
Picture I'm painting right now.
Yeah.
Is that we can go from
you,
zero,
okay,
to
honestly,
60
zero to
and
60
lose our goddamn
if
minds.
One girl looks a certain mm-hmm, way, mm-hmm, then it's like, oh my, mm-hmm, are you trying to suck his dick?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What
right.
was that?
I'm sorry, bitch. Let me get out of the way. Let me undo his pants for you.
Honestly.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Right?
Honestly. That's
this
what
took
it's
a good
like.
Turn.
And you paint
it
this
is.
Picture in
it
your
is.
Head of the worst case scenario.
Yes.
And
yes.
you're ready to fucking spring.
Yes. And a part of you comes out that you did not know existed.
Yes.
Existed. You had no idea that you were able to be so fucking crazy.
Furious. It's a woman thing.
It is.
It's a woman thing.
No, it's not just a woman thing. I love you with my whole heart, but chick can paint a pretty grand picture sometimes.
You know, it's interesting. We've had Dr. Will on our podcast seven
right.
times, but he's one thing he's helped me with is that when you have a, and I find it very difficult to talk about myself in a positive way, but when you have a creative mind and you use it for good, it can also be used for evil. So
yes.
you can create the most elaborate,
yes.
awful
yes.
fucking scenarios in your head. When left to your own devices.
No, that's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you
God, being creative is such a burden
it's
sometimes.
It's a burden.
You want to know exactly what happened. You don't want to be like, yeah, well, we hung out and we
No, well, I need every
spent the
detail.
Night. No, tell me.
Otherwise, I'm going to create them.
I'm
going to
create the word. Create
and fill in the gaps yourself because, I don't know, for me, a story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So if there are those gaps missing, then you just make them up yourself.
You just assume there was a gimp suit
involved.
Remember
that line we learned in middle school of how a story goes?
Start, climax, finish.
Yep, exactly. That's in my brain. That's what I need. I need all the information.
All my stories with girls have a climax. Am I right?
Oh, my God. I'm going to puke.
It's my turn to puke.
No idea what
did she text you?
Doesn't know.
Seriously, I'm not joking about Sweet Baby Angel.
Where should I take her? I don't know.
Capri.
We went to...
That's very grown up.
We went to...
What the fuck is Capri?
Only
I go to TGI Fridays.
Okay, I'll go back and forth with liking you, and I'm not sure about it. No, Capri is over at 72nd.
No, don't tell people.
Oh.
It's a very quiet.
Oh, so
I feel like it's a very
you.
Serious day. I feel like that's somewhere you should take her like on a 1 year anniversary.
Okay, or take her when you're trying to get that dick sucked.
Okay.
They do have a dark booth in the back.
I'd like that. No, that's probably,
I feel like it's Chowdown Midtown right now.
I don't know what that means.
It means that the...
Well,
oh, it is Chowdown Midtown.
Midtown restaurants are
I have
are
Chowdown
all...
Midtown before, am I right?
There's a meatball place on Mass Ave.
you want a nice meatball?
All the meatballs.
Ask Sweet Baby Angel, she'd like a nice meatball tomorrow meatballs? Night.
It is. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's right across from Natural Born Juicers, which I love. It's right across the street next
by
to
the tattoo
place?
Parlor. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mass Ave? Right,
we should schedule
I love Mass Ave.
I need to get my tattoo.
Do you
have
any,
a guy,
you
don't you?
You have a tattoo? I have
do
a
you?
Tattoo. Yeah.
I want to get one.
On your butt?
No, not on my butt. I have one
she
tattoo
have one
here.
On her butt.
Okay, I saw that and I wasn't
and
sure
were,
what it
you
was.
Are, okay, so head. It's actually when people get a tattoo here in the Middle East, it's called a bendy.
Yeah.
And it's to keep what's important to you at the front most of your mind.
It's
okay.
It's a third eye to highlight your third eye.
So I was giant pussy and put my third eye on my wrist because I wasn't going to
put
it
don't put
it
on your head.
Right. And then I had mustache.
So that's...
That's a third eye. That's a bendy. It's a third eye on my wrist.
Does it work?
I don't really use it. I know that when I meditate, there are times where when I meditate that my hands are like this and I can look at it. And it helps. It's a point of concentration.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I had a tattoo that looked like a mustache right here, and you can barely see it.
Yeah, I see it a little bit.
Stop.
Yeah, it was a Fu Manchu mustache that I had
you
tattooed
know,
on
I
my
think,
fingers.
I think Jack
Why
Black
did you?
Because
I thought it was hilarious. Right and Chick and I were shit faced in Broad Ripple one night, and I said, you know what would be funny?
And as drunk as I was, I said,
yes,
babe, don't. Get tattoos on your fingers.
And I did.
And then she goes, but I really want them. And I said,
okay.
Then you'll have them. Let's
so I got them. Yeah. And $50 later, I had tattoos.
And they
and
hurt
then,
so bad.
And
they,
then $2,500 later, I had them removed. And then I have this tattoo.
$2,500?
$25. Oh, I have a dress on.
Spanx on?
No Spanx. Just a dress. I didn't realize this was a dress.
The grass is really outside is really coming in.
So
nice.
Anyway, I have a tattoo right here also on my side of a chickadee.
Why?
Well, I was engaged to a guy named Chick at one time.
So she got a bird on.
So I had a chickadee tattooed on my. But in my defense, it can also be considered a black cap finch, which is what I call it now.
Things go awry.
If things go awry, it's just a fucking bird. But right now,
it's a chickadee.
It's a chickadee. It'll always be a chickadee.
But that's not your real name, right?
No.
Charles.
Do you call him Chick still? Oh, so your name is Charles and then
his name is
Charles.
Charles
Sweet Baby Angel.
I call him Sweet Baby Angel.
Isn't Chrissy Lee's name not Chrissy Lee?
No, it's actually the exact opposite.
Okay.
whatever the exact opposite of Chrissy Lee is. No, I call him Charles Marie is what I call him.
What?
Charles Marie. Why? Because in our family, if you get in trouble,
Addie's
immediately.
Middle name's Marie.
Addie's middle name is Marie, my daughter. Our dog's middle name is Marie on accident. And so whenever you get in trouble at the house. Addie Marie, Charles Marie, Max Marie, Honey Marie is our dog's name.
That is so funny. My mom
so
is a special
Marie.
Ed teacher, and she nicknames her kids, and a lot of her kids have Marie as the middle
as
name.
As the middle name.
Ashley Marie, she would call
Dear
it Ash Marie.
Marie.
Yeah,
John
stop
Mayer?
Doing that
no.
or whatever. Marie.
John
if you
Marie
use Mayer. Marie, it's just,
the song
it makes
Dear Marie?
People
John
go.
Mayer?
Yeah.
It's on his
I
most
think
recent
it's
album.
Good, for sure.
What's the name of the... I don't haven't listened to
it. It's on Paradise Valley.
Which one?
Dear Marie. It's a good song.
Oh, stop. Stop. Do you know how many times I've listened to that album and bawled my eyes out?
It's 107.
Sad. Oh, and I would never tell anybody except you because I feel like you're the only one who gets it.
I appreciate
and
it.
And I would pull up John Mayer right now if iTunes didn't fuck up my music app.
I know. I told him. I can't be more pissed.
I can't navigate it.
I can't. I refuse.
Speaking I feel of so stupid
listening
right now.
To music. I can't listen to music at work right now because we're on the Canadians network and it's wasting bandwidth, A.
And who's the Canadian band that only anybody knows?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
And Nickelback. Today they're I tried Canadian. To listen Chicago. To Pandora and they were like, hey, you can't get Pandora in this country because they think I'm in Canada.
Oh,
with the network
my
I'm on.
God, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Also, my lover boy from work sang a French tune to Ginger today. I was kind of upset you didn't text me back on that one.
I was napping and I woke up and Chicks said something about John Mayer and I responded to that right away.
I love this whole album, Paradise Valley. I love the whole album.
It's Why don't I have
Dear Marie, A.
Have you tried Spotify since last time we talked?
Badge and Gun.
Oh, I love Badge and Gun.
Hands down.
I need to.
A copy of Your Key is hanging where it used to be.
Oh my fucking
His
God.
Writing isn't as good, but it's just simple. Like there's no hidden
meaning. It doesn't matter. I appreciate where he is in the process.
John Mayer and I have grown together, and that's why I like John Mayer so much.
I'm so embarrassed as Deepak Chopra fucking comes up on my playlist right now.
Do you have any Beyonce?
I have all the Beyonce.
I'm really into.
I love Hosier. Do I say Hosier or Hosier?
Is it Hosier? Hosier?
Hosier? I thought. I
Hosier.
Know.
I'm out.
The guy when he says he falls in love with someone different every day. I love that song too. Have you not heard that?
Mm-mm. No.
Sing a little bit of it. I won't judge.
Hosier.
Have you heard the song
Someone
called
New.
Jump Out the Face by Meek Mill? It's a good one if you want to get pumped up.
I don't hear anything.
You're on drugs. Jump Out the Face.
Hold on. Okay, let's skip a little. It's a really good... For the Take Me to Church?
Turn me up in my headphones.
Sorry.
I've always wanted to say that. No,
I think this is considered fair use. I don't take
this the wrong way. This is a much... This is...
Agreed.
Spangle listened to that in his office every day for like 3 weeks.
So I fall in love just a little bit with someone new every day. Okay, that's what he says.
Why would you do that? That just sounds like you're pulling your heart in so many directions.
Oh, no.
That can't be good for you.
Oh, no. See, that's what you say when you're 22. But
I
when
love
you
my
fall
dog.
In love just a little bit... Every day with someone new.
With I'll sweet baby angel. What sweet little angel baby.
So, where did we decide he was... How do you feel about Pizzaology?
I don't like Pizzaology.
Meatballs.
Or meatballs.
I don't know how she'd feel about meatballs. She seems like she'd be down for whatever.
Can you text her?
Down for whatever.
And I also
I
need
to
see a photo. No anal.
She's I know. I haven't seen a picture of her yet. Hey, if you need me to, I'll try to find her LinkedIn so that way it looks like I'm looking at her profile and not you.
I don't have a LinkedIn.
People look at you on LinkedIn, doesn't it?
Yes. Fuck that shit.
You should be on LinkedIn, Chick McGee, so people
it tells
you.
I think I was, but I kind
of
got off of it.
It tells you who's linked
you
looked at your LinkedIn.
Did you watch episode 5 of True
Detective? Yes.
I haven't seen it.
We're trucking along now. I almost thought I was going to have
Tom,
to hate watch the rest of it.
I told Tom, I said, a
True Detective.
Colin Farrell.
It's back on the tracks.
Colin Farrell and the guy who plays the Highway Patrol cop. I don't know.
Taylor Kitsch.
They are.
Tim Riggins.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking they were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Colin Farrell especially with that. I've almost
this
cried.
This season is better than last season. First season.
No.
No.
Because Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey have the oddest chemistry. Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey have a chemistry that cannot be matched ever again. Okay. Also, Rachel McAdams and the whole, like, I like big dicks. That was very unbelievable
for me. I don't know if she was
in second season.
She was just being a smart ass. She was, but it still just wasn't very believable, and it made me kind of uncomfortable, and words like that don't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But her in that role saying that made you uncomfortable?
Yeah. Like, it just didn't make sense, you know what I mean, for who she is. I don't know. But... After the fourth episode, I was like, I'm literally going to have to hate watch the rest of this season.
There's only 3 episodes left? Mm-hmm. 2 episodes? Mm-hmm. Like, 3 left. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. But...
We should play a drinking game at some point with True Detective.
Oh, I thought you meant right now.
Or that.
I'm for right now.
And Matt sent me it, and it's like, take a drink whenever the highway out-acts the actors.
I love
you live
the
with your
highway.
Boyfriend.
It looks like a bloodstream.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God. It's
the,
great.
The whole, you know how Vince Vaughn kept seeing like water spots
stains?
With the eyes?
Yeah, right.
So that whole theme of like God's eye and bird's eye view is like very prominent. Right. And so that's like called the bird's eye point of view when it's like looking down on the highway. So that's
Right.
Just like thematic throughout the whole thing, which I think is kind of cool. And it's just very noir, which I'm into. I'm into it now. Also, another one of the drinks is take a drink when Colin Farrell's bolo tie out-acts some actors.
Yeah, that's good. I like the out-acts thing.
So
yeah.
That one, I thought that was pretty funny. I was laughing out loud at work. Vince Vaughn, still hate his fucking guts.
Oh, no, when he...
rat goo. I can't get over rat goo.
He goes, the guys walk into the club and he goes, we work here. How's that, friend? He goes, well, you had a deal with Santos. Nobody's seen him and... quite a while.
Right. Wait, what did he say about he said I feel like I got blue balls in my heart.
Oh,
didn't he say that some bullshit line like that? Like,
yeah,
shut
that wasn't
up,
good.
Vince
yeah,
Vaughn.
That wasn't good.
We've all felt like that though, right?
I haven't.
Me, John Mayer, we've all felt like
I get him. I get him.
I get it.
I've had hair extensions.
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh,
how was that?
Absolutely. It was wonderful. I loved it. It was great. But my hair was shoulder length, and I just made it like waist length. Mm. And they layered it appropriately. It didn't
so it look normal.
It did
it
not look
whack. Because when I see a freaking
weft like that
in someone's hair,
no,
I want to
like
yank
that.
It off.
No, mine were the infused, where they took like three hairs and infused three hairs, and it took 8 hours to do.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I feel you, girl. Ugh, it was a lifetime.
$10,000.
It was not $10,000.
How much was it, $1,000?
It was $1,600.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
6 months. Wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. It was supposed to last 6 months, and I made it last 8 months.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's not terrible.
Do what I do, girl.
Yeah. And I cried for about 2 months after I cut my hair and wanted long hair. And so Trick said, what do I do to make you stop crying? And that's how it happened.
And now she's gone ahead and cut her hair again.
I cut my hair all off because I like it and I don't care.
I'm into it.
I like it.
Matt always says, because I have really, really, really long hair. I mean, obviously it's all piled on my head right now. But he always says, he doesn't like say anything about what I wear, like, because shut the fuck up. I'm going to do what I want. But he does say, don't cut your hair off.
Don't cut your hair.
Because I like long hair, A. Mm-hmm. And B, this is a great argument. He said, what girl do you know that had long hair and cut it off and didn't regret it?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I feel like, so for me, what happened was I told my brother that my entire life, my dad was a single dad and he always had my hair long, really long. And I told my brother that I associate beauty with your hair length.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother goes, then fucking cut your hair right now. That's stupid. That's the dumbest
thing. Is he older or younger than you?
My brother's younger than me. 2 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. He goes, fucking cut your hair right now. You need to know your own beauty on your own terms. Cut your hair off right now. And I was like, fuck, okay. And I did. And I still go back and forth. And to that point where I feel like I'm the same person with short hair as I am with long hair, that's when I know that I'm at that place. But right now, I still feel that I'm ugly with short hair. So when
see,
I get past that.
I think it's cute as hell. Because I haven't known you with long hair at all. So I'm like, when I see girls who rock short hair, it's like, damn, she has confidence.
I have the attitude that fits short hair.
Yeah.
But internally, I'm a hot fucking mess. And I do not want to have short hair because I still feel very, I'm a masculine person anyway, being raised by a single father. I have a lot of masculine qualities.
I'm a feminine person. Yeah.
So if you can imagine what it was like at our house.
What,
I kind of am too.
But it confirmed my suspicion, no matter what relationship you're in, and same sex, whatever, there's always a masculine.
There is a masculine energy and
a feminine
energy.
In the relationship.
And
for sure.
Can the feminine energy kind of be masculine?
She's masculine.
Because I'm masculine as fuck.
No, that's the thing is that I was the masculine energy and he was the feminine.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Matt's not Matt's not feminine. He doesn't have a feminine energy at all.
Not at all.
No.
No. Well, then maybe you're...
maybe he makes me more feminine.
Maybe he does. Maybe his masculine energy is a little bit stronger than yours and makes your feminine energy shine.
Do you want to do crafts? That's what I say.
Is that what you think of when we say feminine, motherfucker? Is that what you think
of
crafts?
No, I'm the feminine.
Is that what you're saying?
I just like a girl where you wake up in the morning, you make coffee, you play puppies in bed, and that's what you do.
Oh, what? That is such like a fucking magazine or something.
What is real puppies? Simple? Like having like play doggy
no,
style.
No, you invite the dogs into the bed.
I'll bury my bone.
No. Oh, okay. I'll bury the bone. I call it playing puppy.
No, we,
okay.
We you just invite the puppies in bed to play and say good morning. Is that that's how I picture it?
I don't have any dogs, but no.
No, but if you did,
we would. Yeah.
Hey,
oh.
Does Sweet Baby Angel have dogs?
No,
you
she said
convince
she,
her to get a puppy.
She said she goes. That worked out last time.
No, I was going to say, you cannot do a puppy together again.
No, she...
So instead you dog sit.
Oh, wait. What was it last week? Was it on Friday? Because I was on my way home and we were Snapchatting each other, making wedding plans. What happened? Oh, yeah, because she sent you...
I can't even.
Okay. So on the podcast, I got more people tweeting at me saying, how'd the call go? Like, did you...
Oh, I know, yeah.
...than anything in the
oh,
world.
Really?
Yeah. They had, chick was tagged in them.
Oh.
We got a lot of tweets.
I'm off Twitter.
A lot of crying about Addy from 147. Mm-hmm. And
then the podcast.
148 Addy.
Poker.
149 Poker. Did he go out with the girl?
I also heard that Jeff had to ask permission about something. Let me ask Caitlin.
Oh, Jess asked whenever she was going to be on the podcast, and I go, I don't know. That's Caitlin. I had to talk to Caitlin first.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah,
we know who the boss is. We know who the masculine and feminine energy is.
Because someone has
a
very
small
window. Whenever you're in charge of your world, you can schedule things whenever. But you have a very small window because you're owned by corporate America. Anyways, but no.
Don't even get me started.
We ended up going out. We went on the date. We talked for 3.5 hours. She had one drink.
Okay,
she
so the date went way dick. Better than the phone call.
Oh, the phone call went horribly. Because I was nervous, and I
so afterwards, I'm on a private phone call with a family member, mm-hmm. and I come to the back porch, and Jeff is literally
laying
on the deck, like life is over, yep. just like
I can't so, believe I, that was
yeah,
the worst
that was the worst thing ever.
So this is
why
the
did I fucking do that? Why did I fucking
this is the phone call?
I can just see it.
Oh, it's terrible.
I call. I call her. I go, your name, and she goes, hey, is this blank? And she goes, yeah. What's up? I go, hey, blank. This is Jeff. I opened up for Pat this weekend because she was working the show.
Right. This
also,
is while
sweet,
we were playing poker.
Sweet name drop. Yeah. This is yeah. And then she goes, oh, hey, what do you need? And
I go,
I need your body next to my body.
And you
said that? No, I didn't say that.
And some whiskey.
If you would have said that, I'd have been like, oh my god.
I said, I go, what are you doing this weekend? And she goes, well,
I'm going to Chicago.
She goes, I'm going to be in Chicago. It's been on the books for a while. And I go, oh, okay.
I don't like
well,
that
I'm
time.
Free all week. I'm on vacation. She goes, oh, I'm so jealous. You're not doing anything? I go, nope.
No.
I go, you got my number if you want to text me. And then she goes, wait. Earlier, she asked what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I'm outside right now talking.
Look how nervous he's getting.
I know. Are you sweaty?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And then she's like, wait, did you say you're outside right now? And I go, yeah. She goes, isn't it storming there? I go,
not yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty close. Yeah, it was.
There's lightning.
It was very dark.
Yeah. She was like, okay, well, you be careful. And then she texts me the next day. She's like, hey, if you're not dead from the lightning, do you want to go get drinks? I was like, yeah, sure.
And so you guys went to...
Oh, so she asked you out?
Yeah.
So, I mean, oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah, she texted me back. Yeah, which was... which.
Yeah.
I,
so how was it... What was it like with two vaginas on a date?
Okay. well, it wasn't my first time with two vaginas on a date, because I usually date...
Hey now.
Wear my earmuffs, that's right.
Anyways, but no, we...
Let's do meatballs. Can we text her right now?
Wait, what's the name of the place?
Meatballs. It's called Mimi Blue.
It's called Meatballs?
It's
meatballs.
Called Mimi Blue Meatballs.
You call
look.
Them, hey, Meatballs, hi, can I help you?
I'm showing you.
You need a Because
I've been really wanting to go there. Not that I'm using you, but a little.
Yeah, you're using me so you can
a little,
get
we
meatballs.
Have meatballs.
Why don't we just go have meatballs?
Because it would be a lot more fun to watch little kids on a date.
That's fair. That's fair.
How old are you?
Offended.
23.
25 and almost exactly a
you're
month.
You're 25?
Not quite.
No. So when I was 9, you were born. So yes, you're a little kid. I was.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What year were you born?
1990.
90? I wonder what I was. Oh, I was doing what I'm doing now. That's right.
In 1990. That's okay.
The 81, though, I wasn't.
No, you weren't. I was older.
I was in Piqua, Ohio.
Yeah.
Piqua.
Hating life.
Oh.
What happened? It got really quiet.
It got really quiet. What year were you born?
93.
93. Yeah, I was right here. Yeah, right here in Indianapolis.
93. I lived at a boys' school in 93. Plainfield Boys' School.
Oh,
in
93 also was fighting off a demon, but it didn't work. Oh. No, she...
An ex-wife? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I thought an actual demon at first.
She stayed at the boy where Tyson was.
When Tyson was at the Plainfield Penitentiary, I lived at the boys' school that was connected.
Why?
Because my mother was married to a correctional officer for the boys' school, and we lived on campus. If that's not fucked up.
That's crazy.
Were you scared? So I would fall asleep. I didn't know to be scared. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But I didn't know to be fearful, which is probably why I continue to have a masculine energy.
Right.
I didn't know. I had no concept, but I feel... But you know what? I really want to, you know, like mentally high-five those guys because there was a cinder block wall between me and the inmates that were anywhere from, I think, like 12 to 18. And they taught me how to cuss. And they probably have no idea about that, but they did. They totally taught me how to cuss. Yeah.
What was the first cuss word you learned?
Fuck, for sure. Oh, fuck. Yeah. All the time.
That's a good one.
All the time. Straight to fuck.
That's Caitlin's favorite.
It's my favorite, hands down.
My
dad,
you see, you learned from prison boys. My dad just has a filthy mouth.
My mother was that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad looked at me when I was 12 years old. I'm not making this up, and said, "Tweets, you just better marry for money because you're gonna end up hating the fucker anyway."
Oh my god!
You need to explain that your dad calls you tweets. It's weird that you say
when you say tweets, people think tweets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't explain it ever. She calls said that to tweets. Like four people.
Your dad called you tweets.
It's a variation between sweets, tweets, and queets.
What's queets?
I don't like queets.
It has a K in front of it because Caitlin. And when he walks in the door,
hey,
back when I used to live at home, he would go, "I meet Twaits." I don't know.
Is he what?
He's
how many?
He's
you,
weird.
You have siblings?
I have a little brother.
A little brother,
and he calls him Cope, or Kobu. I don't know why.
And your brother is
19,
and his name is
Kyle.
Okay,
Kopetsky. I think Cope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a little brother.
My middle name doesn't start with K.
No, it doesn't.
Just wanna.
Okay.
Is it Marie?
Clear the air.
No.
Marie? No, it's Rebecca.
On the way
Rebecca.
Home, download John Mayer, Dear Marie.
Can we talk
cry.
About what you did yesterday?
Dear Marie.
Hang on.
What did you do yesterday?
I don't know.
I was listening to today, and I made you. I texted you. It was horrible.
Oh, well, you guys John are Mayer, such
chick
vaginas.
Texted me, John Mayer is better and he's broken hearted.
Oh, Slow Dancing and...
Oh,
my God.
That's,
I can't even.
It just came on, and I'm like on the back porch just, I'll just fucking dive in Monkey's Pool, and it'll be over here in about 2 minutes.
The blues guitar on that, amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
And the lyrics...
Right?
You'll try to hit me just to hurt me, so you'll leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand.
Unbelievable.
That's a terrible song.
But just the...
It is.
The rhythm of...
See, I'm still a fan of his first album.
Sing. Come on. You got it.
Oh, I'm so bad, Carol.
You've had some Jameson. I know you have. Come on.
Dreaming with a Broken Heart. Oh, my God.
No, she's not. Because she's gone. Gone.
Something
gone.
About the pillow? What's the pillow with...
Hello.
Your body is a wonderland?
That's what he told me. He tells me that.
Yeah.
I know that.
See, I still never love room for squares.
Never let your head hit the bed without my hand behind it. Oh.
No.
We making love, baby.
My stupid
sweet
mouth.
Sweet baby angel.
Oh, my stupid mouth. I listened to that
my
day on my run.
My stupid mouth is still one of my favorite songs. Hands
whenever
down.
He's, it sounds like the song's over and he goes, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Why is it my fault? Oh, that's mm-hmm. me to a T. Mm-hmm. I just can't stop talking.
I love that. I still love that album, Room for Squares.
I used to have that framed on my wall over there or at the old house. And
he's
now,
so young.
Now I have a Bob and Tom.
I do have
final
Paradise Valley out here. Why haven't I,
you son of a bitch.
I listened to it? What the hell's my problem? What's the name of it? Marie?
Dear Marie.
Marie.
Track
Call
2.
Me the Breeze, I like.
Oh, yeah. That's a J.J.
Yeah.
Kale. Or no.
J.J. Kale wrote it.
But Skinner performed
it
too. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. J.J. Kale, Magnolia.
Born and raised, whiskey.
Born and raised, a song where he's like, I got a mom, I got a dad, but they don't have each other.
Yep.
I would sit outside on the patio and listen to it and smoke meat and see the storm coming and knew it was coming and couldn't fucking stop it. And I just got drunker and drunker.
That's a terrible fucking story.
Wake up. Wake up, shake it off, and repeat.
I can't get drunk enough.
I want this. This is what I want the podcast to be. Is just this
John Mayer talk?
Yes. This is what I wanted it to be all
this
along.
This is literally making me cringe.
You know, there is a podcast called "You Two Talking," you two or you talking you two to me, or so, it's all about you two. So
I hate you two.
Why isn't there one about John Mayer? Right?
Maybe I should do that. Maybe that's in the market. We're gonna throw the Jeff Ibbert podcast away.
Okay, well then
away.
You can throw your co-host away.
Okay, good.
I'm not talking about John Mayer.
She seems like she's immobile on this.
That's fine.
Are you going to talk about what you did yesterday?
I don't know what I did yesterday. Oh, I don't know.
It's empowering.
So.
What's happened?
I went and got.
Did you get a tattoo?
No, I went and got. I went
piercing?
And got tested.
For
which
what?
Which was fun. The old STD HIV
oh,
test.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once a year, motherfucker.
See, I'd never
it's
done
empowering.
It.
It's empowering.
Yeah.
That's what I said to him. And you've never done it before.
No.
No. Yeah.
As
your first test.
As a sexually active young man. Sorry, Mom.
Did your mom listen?
Have you been tested?
Absolutely.
When?
You.
After we broke up, if you wanted to go there.
You look.
The most recently I was tested Maybe was at the beginning of the year.
No. You just do it when you go for your
annual. Yeah. For your annual. They're like, do you want to be tested for everything?
Annual.
And I say,
it's annual.
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 Anal?
No.
My anal test?
Annual.
That's very different.
Well, girls, though, should
get
tested.
Yeah,
because
you can go to the gyno and it's
girls
easy.
Should be tested. I
girls
fucking
love.
Girls
should get tested because it's up to them for birth control.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I don't bring condoms to the party.
You. Fuck
do
you.
It.
Really?
Maybe.
Really? See, but you should be tested is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it's the same thing.
Learn
with,
more at your local library.
It's the same
more
thing.
More tit tips.
It's the same with farm to table. You eat what your food eats. You fuck who your fucker fucks.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah. That was another tit tip.
Yep. Right Perfect. There. I'm just Perfect. Saying. But are condoms expensive?
Condoms are expensive. I used to work at Walgreens, and we had to put a lot of them in the, you know, like the plastic cases, the boxes. We had to put them in those because people steal the fuck out of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they really do.
I feel like they should
be free.
You
know like how the razors are in those boxes? Yes. That's what we used to do. Or we would tape them and tape them and tape them so people couldn't like slip in and get them.
No. But yeah, that was that. And then I went and got tested and everything's fine. But
what made you go to get...
I was talking to a friend and he's like, yeah, you should probably... do that like if you're
you've never done it you're 25
right yeah like
yeah,
if
you
you're
probably
if you're
should.
Doing
how many partners have you had
we're not this is
Let's
this
do
got
this.
Killing no I don't have I don't have to answer any questions
you
my
don't
podcast.
Yeah because they slut shamed me on the Chris Spangle podcast
oh so
oh,
that's why you weight shamed him
oh
yeah no no and I was saying don't tell Spangle how many people you've had sex with
and
she
I
goes,
didn't
and
I
you,
didn't
no you did you said it right to Spangle's face and I go don't tell him
right to his face
I said
how many
or less.
Okay, five or less. That's not...
Yeah.
That's,
so you know you got to multiply
all of his
by
friends
three.
Are like
kind of standard.
Five or less.
That's kind
like
of the standard
multiply
answer.
By three, fucked 15 guys.
That's the rule.
Really? Is that the rule?
Yeah, that's a rule, but it's literally
hand
not
to God,
true.
Hand to God, no multiplication, zero algebra involved, seven. And I'm 34 years
that's
old.
That's dope.
I think that's not
yep,
bad.
That's None. Me too, seven.
That's
you're
a fucking
that.
Lie. Liar.
Do you know? Do you know you're the number?
No. He absolutely does not.
That's okay.
No, it's kind of not.
It's okay if you didn't sleep with him.
I'd rather
hey,
a girl.
Hey, you're fine though, right? You just got your annual. You just got tested. Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
You want to do this?
No. I was honest. You are not.
I'm honest.
You're honest in saying I don't know.
I don't count. You're That's a not- psycho if you count.
No, it's not true.
Keep a list.
For a guy.
For us,
keep
it's
a list
easy.
Of names.
But no,
kind of you.
I was getting the test, and like for the HIV test, the big one.
So that's what happened to me when I went, and I've never been, I'm going to be very honest, like HIV has never been, like test me for everything.
No.
So she was just like, hey, it's $10 for the swab for the HIV test. And I was like, okay. And like in my brain, I'm going, did she say HIV? And she did.
Yeah.
And they just swab your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
And it takes.
Oh, they didn't do that for me.
It
they
takes,
took my
yeah,
blood.
It takes 20 minutes. Yeah.
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 She was like, $10, 20 minutes, swab your mouth.
Yeah, but no, and it's like, it takes 20 minutes.
They
which
did
is the,
swab your mouth too, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it takes.
They didn't swab mine.
They swabbed mine. Maybe they swabbed
There's
your
different
vagina.
Tests. They have different
Maybe
tests. Yeah.
I think I'm back.
But you probably have HIV. But
don't even joke about that. That's a real problem in today's
yeah, no.
society.
Okay, I don't know what that was. I don't know why that was funny, but
don't joke about that, but that was that's a real problem.
The way you said it was just.
It was genuine.
I didn't even mean to be funny.
Don't even.
But you know what? Here, as a girl who grew up in Indianapolis, you just made Chick Belly laugh. Does that make you feel good? I know. You don't know what to do.
That was like kind of the coolest moment of my whole life.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you remember
the way you held the mic?
Do you remember the first time you made Chick Belly laugh? Because today.
I'm going
to
remember this forever.
Forever.
Yeah. I don't even know what I did.
No, you don't know. And you never know when it's going to strike.
I haven't laughed this hard on the show in a month.
Do you remember?
About the only one that makes me laugh that hard.
Do you remember the first time you made Chick laugh hard?
I know you remember.
I don't remember what the joke was, but.
No, we used to do this thing every morning. Rip a shit. Come at me, bro. Yeah. We did that forever. Yeah,
that and that made you funny. Laugh?
I remember at show, like, there was a, yeah, there was a show that we did where I made a football joke and Chick was the only one that laughed. And I go,
Thank you, Chick.
Yes. Oh, God. I brought that up again. So the HIV test takes like 20 minutes.
It does take a long time.
Yeah. And you're just sitting there just
thinking about life. Yep,
and you're thinking about who it was that gave you HIV.
Exactly. Do you watch Showgirls?
I do.
You know how Lena Dunham in like the first couple episodes, it's like, it must have seeped out of the sides of the condom.
Yeah.
Then you think about that.
Yes. Yep. Like every possible scenario. Absolutely.
Hey. Don't even joke about it.
That's not funny. Don't joke about it.
Anal seepage theory where it goes to the anus and into
That's real. Anal babies are real.
Anal
babies. Anal babies.
She did it again.
Well, Caitlin, you're an anal baby.
Anal baby. Anal baby.
They are.
They're sweet angel baby and anal baby.
She fucking just said anal baby.
Anal baby.
Let me finish this real quick. 20 minutes. Very
AIDS.
Long. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I can tell people I don't have AIDS so they know. So she shows me the test, and she explained it 20 minutes ago, and then she shows it to me, and she goes, oh, double bars. And I go, for 5 seconds, I thought I had AIDS.
Had AIDS.
Oh. And I go, oh, my. And she goes, that's good. That's good. And I go, thank God. I literally goes, thank God. She goes, yeah, you're fine. You're good.
So they tell me to leave. They give me my paperwork to check out and go to the front desk and schedule your next annual or whatever. And I was like, so do I get the AIDS test mailed to me? Like, how does this happen? And the nurse comes up and she grabs me. He goes, by the way, negative, you're fine. And I was like, why are you being so laissez-faire about this? This is AIDS. This is AIDS.
I was very upset. Did you see Cuba? Of all fucking places, Cuba came up with like a cure for like mother to baby in your belly.
No way.
AIDS transmission.
Magic Johnson found that in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
he did
that
it.
Motherfucker's been HIV positive with zero AIDS for 20 years.
And chubby.
Yeah, and chubby.
Gaining weight, right?
I saw Dallas Buyers Club. I know what they're supposed to look like.
Exactly. Right.
There?
I did not see that.
People ridden with HIV and AIDS.
All right.
I've loved McConaughey after Interstellar.
Interstellar. I was just talking about that with someone today. I love that movie.
I don't know which one
Interstellar is.
Anne Hathaway.
We talked about that on the podcast when I was on there.
You never saw that movie?
I
don't watch movies,
girl.
Ever.
I'm not a big movie person either. So good. I sobbed, but I was in an emotional
Beverly
state.
Hillbillies with my kids last night.
Is that the one with Jim Varney and
the movie or the show?
Yeah. Yep. And the guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Diedrich Bader.
Yeah. And who's the old comedian that plays the grandma? Granny.
No, it's not. She's not a comedian. Is it
Floris Leachman?
Cloris Leachman.
Floris.
Cloris, not Florence.
Clitoris Leachman. It's her name.
Well, that's an odd name. Why would you name your daughter Clitoris?
I don't know. It's pretty.
This clitoris.
Okay. This
we
is
call
clitoris.
Her clit. Clit, get off the couch, will you?
This is clit. This is perineum.
Did your parents ever call the couch the Davenport?
Yep.
Yep.
My grandmother called it the Davenport.
My grandparents did, too.
Yep.
No. I never heard the Davenport until I worked for Bob and Tom.
Get your feet off the Davenport, Jeff. Sorry, Grandpa.
Really?
Oh, he was a dick.
Never
mind.
Never, ever.
What's Karen doing right now?
Karen's
eating
on
the fuck out
Karen,
of some shrimp.
Karen is just murdering shrimp dry. She's at home. She's at home with her glasses on, with her extendo lens, looking
she
at Facebook.
She has a super duper vision attachment to her reading glasses, and it doesn't have a light.
Doesn't have a light. It doesn't have a light. Oh.
Well,
Well, that's the first time you really made me laugh.
Just reading?
You weren't even there. When I when I saw the shrimp, somebody call the police, Karen's murder in the shrimp tray.
That was
I've
on.
Seen that
and she's
on.
Got both hands in her mouth.
I'm pretty sure I showed my entire family at the holidays that picture.
That was on, it was on Christmas Day, and my mom goes, please don't post that. I don't want people to see that. And then I go, I posted it. She's like, okay, that's fine. And then I told my dad later, we're about to go out, and I go, yeah, I posted it, and a few people will see it, but Chick McGee posted it, and he's got like 110,000 followers on Twitter, so.
You have that many?
Mm-hmm.
He does.
How late?
I want to. So can we have what? The Vibberts on our podcast? Since we hate our parents, and your parents are dead, can we have the Vibberts
Way
on our podcast?
Way to bring that up.
Sorry. It's not like it's new information.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold it. My parents are dead?
Sorry. No, I'm out.
I love saying that now. I'm out.
I'm out. I just bought cleats.
For yourself?
Size 12 football cleats.
So it's definitely for yourself.
11-year-old definitely. Son wears
size 12.
My size.
Wow.
Shoes. He's giant.
Do you think he's going to plateau?
I think so.
He'll
I
have
honestly,
to.
No, I he, honestly think he's
gonna
it, hit.
I'm going to
hit.
I think he's going to wear 14s or 15s.
How big
but
do you
like,
think
he'll height-wise.
Get?
So, I mean, just like for information purposes, his dad's a size 14.
Uh-huh.
He's 6'5". So I don't know. But I'm 5'1", size 7.
Yeah.
Okay,
she's not
so,
5'1". There's
I'm,
no fucking way.
I'm 5'1 and a half, motherfucker.
There's no way
yes,
she's
Yes, I am.
One.
Yeah.
No.
And a half.
No.
And a half.
No.
Fuck you and a half.
Well, after the steer-in, maybe we'll have
a
meeting.
Really? Is that what turned you on? Greasy
Let's
food on the
in.
East
I
side?
I like greasy
right.
food. Yeah. Have you been to this Village Pantry?
No. Did you love it?
It's the latest in bulletproof technology. It's unbelievable.
That corner is living in the 1990s. There's
it
a,
is.
There's a family video. There's a Village Pantry.
There's still a video store there.
Yeah.
There's still a video store.
Joe goes there all the time.
Joe.
Wait, I'm going to go.
Videos?
I'm going to go rent a movie. We have Netflix, motherfucker.
We have Netflix, and you could even go to a fucking Redbox if we're gonna go back
I'm
into the
gonna,
future.
I'm gonna go rent a movie. Who even says that? I don't say that.
No.
We drive by. There's a place on East Washington Street that used to be a Blockbuster. And my daughter still, she's 9 years old, and she'll go, remember when there used to be movies there? Like, she's enamored.
How
with
does
it.
She remember that?
We took her one time when she was very, very little.
That's
she
weird, because I remember the Blockbuster up by us, and like I was like, nine
right.
when it went out.
I worked at the movie theater. I worked at the movie theater, or not the movie theater, the movie rent place. It was called Video Junction in New Pal. And we had the saloon doors where you would go back and to the dirty, where the dirty movies were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When I was 18, mm-hmm. I went to a porn shop.
Uh-huh.
And this porn shop had like the rooms in the back with like the couches and the TVs that you like paid for.
Ooh, I didn't know that
it was
existed.
Called an arcade.
It sounds
it
sounds lovely.
It does not sound lovely. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
It was called Romantics with an
thank
X.
Thank you. Romantics with an X.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk anymore.
What
I miss Blockbuster so much.
You do?
What?
Yeah. I sold my Blockbuster card somewhere.
Do you really?
Somebody
yeah.
tweeted that. Remember when Blockbuster could have bought Netflix? Remember that?
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, and they said no. No, we're too. No. Netflix. Fuck Netflix.
I keep my Blockbuster card in my sad box.
Do you have a sad box?
I have a sad box.
You know
of course
what?
He has a fucking sad box.
I don't
box.
Have a sad box. I have a sad drawer, and I might turn it into a sad box.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I have an art box.
How often do you guys hang out?
We should hang out
we
more.
Need to hang out. I almost texted. I sent you that Snapchat.
Oh, puke.
I was watching.
He doesn't have Snap. You have Snap.
The only reason
sorry,
I got
no,
a
but
Snapchat
Kush Smoke a 69 is.
Who is that?
And,
I want
Vibbert
a Snap. I've never Snapchat.
Spangle.
What does that mean?
A friend Kush Smoke a 69. That's me.
You're Kush Mocha?
Yeah. I didn't want to be on Snapchat, but
there,
I got it for them.
There's one for Snapchatting
can
with.
Can we Snapchat Spangle? What do you do to Snapchat?
I don't even know. Honestly,
you
I
like
don't.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Look at me.
Send him a middle finger picture. Yeah, there you go. That's hard.
That's hard.
We had a run of what, like 75 days in a row that we Snapchatted?
Yeah, and it ended the other day because I think I was sad.
Because you were a pussy bitch. Uh-oh. Now we're only on 6, but okay, can we talk about if you go to my list of people, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Kush Smoke a 69 is the top one with a flame and a heart, and my boyfriend is second.
Ew.
Like, it's fine. Spangles up in my top.
Download it and you friend guys, Kush Smoke and Spangle.
You can send each other dirty pics, and then you can't save
and
them.
Then
and then
you erase it.
But
database.
If somebody screenshots them, then they tell you that they screenshot
yeah.
them, right? So I just shut it off.
Let's go get a pizza.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Hang on.
Chicken fried steak with
chicken
gravy
fried steak
and stuff.
For Styrian. Okay.
Can we do the sign off?
There's an outro.
Haters hate money. I'm getting paid. No, what is it?
I like that.
Peace
Let's do
out,
that.
Haters. I'm getting money.
Okay. Peace out, haters. I'm getting money.
Perfect.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Check out the OTA podcast on iTunes. This is the Jeff Everett Podcast.